popping. We're live in the DealsInDeed.com studios. The Drew and Mike Show for Friday. And hot off the press, that was Brand New Black Keys.
I like it.
Hi-Lo.
I like it.
Only a couple hours out. I think I like it, but I feel like I've heard it before.
Good, because it's the Black Keys, and I like the Black Keys.
I don't know what I heard there, but it sounded a little like a ZZ Top song to me.
There's a little in that influence, and there's some, you know, sort of callback to their other
Did they take
albums?
A piece of Fever and make a song out of it, a new song out of it, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know. I like the Black Keys a lot.
I know.
Everything's
that means
derivative.
There's more Black Keys, where that came from.
Hopefully, I've been wondering where they've been.
They took like 3 years off or something.
Can they please tour?
Yeah, I know.
I would like that. Drew and Mike Show for Friday, and got some business to take care of. We're having some problems with Google Play.
We're not. They're having problems with us.
Are they having problems with other people, too?
A lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Especially daily podcasts are having trouble. Big, big daily podcasts.
How many daily podcasts are there?
There's a lot. Well, there's The Daily from the New York Times. That's pretty popular. Their last two are not on there.
Yeah. I listen to all the CBS sports, like, fantasy stuff. They come out daily, and they're not on there either. But they are on other platforms, and it looks like Google Play is just kind of phasing out a little bit, and they really want to go with Google Podcasts. So
Yeah. That's
our recommendation. If you do listen to Google Play, just switch over to Google Podcasts. It's a good one to work if you have an Android phone.
Is Google still screwing us out of the top 30 that we used to be in?
Well, no, we must be in the top 30 of podcasts whose last two episodes aren't showing up.
Does that mean we're in the top 30, Brandon?
I don't know if that.
I'm assuming
just,
that we're
just
not. They're screwing us.
Just tell them yes.
Yeah, we're ranked so high right now. No, I don't know. I really don't.
We can't tell.
Not on there. Their algorithm is
okay.
A little funky.
I can tell we're not in the top 30 anymore.
Well, we don't know.
Well, you used to check in 60 seconds.
Yeah, you're not on there now.
What?
I don't know.
We don't have our last two episodes up
Fuckers.
There.
We added people. Mm-hmm. That was a problem on iTunes. I noticed that as we added people, there were some other people that added more, apparently, and some new people showed up who, you know, national people. So, I mean, everyone has a fucking podcast now.
Assholes.
I'm looking forward to when it sort of clears up in the next 2 years.
Yeah, it will.
You mean those people drop off?
They
atrophy.
The pod faders.
Yeah. Run out of topics.
And also that when they're new, you know, that the analytics, because you bring new subscribers, they give you all this credit. And then when you run out of new subscribers, you start dropping.
Yeah. It's not fair.
It's total bullshit.
It's not fair at all.
I know when Mike Clark died, we got so many new subscribers, we actually made it up to number 39.
Wow.
And then and then he stopped dying. And we stopped getting new subscribers. And it was watch this drop back down to, you know, 111 or whatever. And it's like, oh.
Maybe I'm just not up with the times, but who listens to podcasts?
Oh, come on now.
We're live on Facebook. What's everybody talking about? Is Drew's collar up because he's preppy or he's disheveled? Disheveled. Thank you.
I like that shirt. I don't know what whoever that is talking about. Oh, Maria.
It's a collar.
Hi, Maria.
Facebook brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. It's Restaurant Week in Royal Oak now through March 10th. That means specials, special menus, three-course meals, and prices ranging from $15 to $35. And Mesa's featured on Channel 7 for one of the top choices for Royal Oak Restaurant Week because Mesa's is that cool.
Oh.
And it's conveniently located between 3rd and 4th Street on Main Street in downtown.
Nacho, man. I want to be. I'm not Joe, man.
I got an email from somebody who was very impressed by our tequila, which it's kind of a little expensive to have a lot of tequilas on hand, but that's our thing. We're Mesa Tacos and Tequila. So 150 tequilas on hand, and those who really appreciate tequila will really appreciate Mesa.
Tequila made me do it!
And then, of course, there's the great food and the 35-foot screen. March Madness is coming. We'll talk about that a little bit more coming up. And also the best chips, salsa, food, drinks, and service. 10% discount for Drew and Mike. So Mesa is our sponsor for Facebook. Mm. And let's
still see. No tacos showing up here at the studio, though.
I know. That would really
despite
be
us
cool.
whining and you being a part of it.
If tons of people, if they just brought a pile of tacos, I would be so excited.
Let me come up there and put my beef in your taco.
A surprise right now would be so cool. It'd be the best surprise ever. I wanted to mention the Grotto Watering Hole in Ann Arbor. Dave Sachs is having a Drink for a Cure week there, and that goes on. Have you been to the Grotto, Mark? It's right across from the diner. Is it Fleetwood Diner?
Yes. Yeah, the
yeah they're right across the street from there.
New old Fleetwood Diner.
And the Grotto is having celebrity bartenders. Like, Mike Tirico's there today, unfortunately, as in, like, yesterday, those of you listening on Friday, sorry to say.
But those people live on Facebook, go down there now.
And they do have some exciting people coming in tomorrow for Friday. So, let's see. Can I see those there? And they've got auction items, too. Did you see the auction page, Mark?
No.
It's the Chad Tuff Foundation.
Yeah, I knew it's Chad Tuff Week.
32 auctions. And some of the items they have, and they've raised, so they got Champions Club tickets. Oh, I have a feeling you know where those came from.
Tom Mazzaway?
Of course.
Still no hard copy. Just want to point that out. Not even a picture.
He sent something to me today. It seemed to be a letter from someone. Like, I think saying, you know, for the write-off, maybe? I don't know.
After the fact?
I don't know. I can't comment yet. We also have new audio that alleges the Reggie Miller audio that we need is within it at the 432 mark. Brandon, it was in Brandon's prep.
Yeah.
You want to bring that up while I'm reading these auction items? They got Michigan
club seats for Michigan State. Is that what you're going to say?
Oh, club seats.
Yeah.
Wow.
I heard those are good seats.
Yeah.
Foursome for the Detroit Golf Club. Ian Gold autographed jersey, the Broncos.
Ian Gold is there Friday, I believe. Mm-hmm. Lloyd Carr autographed football. Matt Patricia autographed football.
You can join Michael Spath's radio show. Hello, Michael. I'm going to bid on that.
Memorabilia.
And so, yeah, this goes on until Sunday, and all the profits go to the Chad Tuff Foundation, which is, those who know about it know, it's a very popular cause, celeb.
Lloyd's grandson that passed away. Mm-hmm.
Sad, sad story, but it's led to a lot of charity activity and a lot of work to try to help. So,
because remember,
it ain't all about you, sweetheart.
Exactly. Do we have the 303 South Ashley in Ann Arbor?
Yeah. Yep.
Street and parking lot. Street and parking lot parking. Okay. So there. Just know that if you go Drink for the Cure at the Grotto, you'll be helping the Chad Tuff Foundation. And they do have celebrity bartenders, and they got those auctions. Is that 32 auctions? Is that the best way to?
32auctions.com. We'll put a link on the site.
Okay, cool.
We post.
Do we have the audio that will show people how much?
Yes, this was the first audio. This is one we already listened to that we determined, no, it doesn't make
what?
It.
Ain't no way in heck Gio averaged 9 points a game.
Poor Gio shows up.
No. And so we're trying to find.
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
And this is Tom's proof.
The brother never came out.
You look blown off in prison.
The brother never came out. Come on, Mike.
Sounds just like it.
Can
good.
You play,
case closed.
You,
Tom wins.
Sweetheart. Can you play them over each other?
Can you play one, Mark?
Sure. Hang on. I gotta.
I can't.
I just. Can we just declare him the winner and be done with this? I'll play. I'll get sweetheart, Brandon.
All right.
Yeah, of course, it takes me forever to pull. So.
Trudy, do you hear any similarity?
Just say yes, Trudy.
Yes.
No, I want your honest answer.
I agree.
You're not surprised.
The brother never came out.
You look blown off in prison.
The brother never came out. Come on, Mike.
Okay.
Slow down, Mark.
And the other
Where's
one?
It all about? What happened?
I have it. I have too many things open, so I had to make sure they're all muted.
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
All right, ready? One.
The brother never came out.
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
The brother never came out.
Yeah, okay.
Come on,
fine.
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
I hear a black guy and a white guy myself.
I don't hear color, but I think it's the same person. I have met Tom wins.
Yes.
Well, let's
Tom
just
does.
Be done with it.
Because he won't back down.
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
He likes to exhaust people till they back down.
Let's see. March Madness. I mentioned March Madness is coming up, and it's time to bet with the best at MyBookie. MyBookie.com. Would you rather sit at your office desk?
No.
or call out sick and binge on NCAA tournament games and snacks.
Yes.
Sometimes it feels good to be bad, especially when it's with someone you trust. And if you're looking for a place to get in on the action, you can trust MyBookie. They've been in business for years. They're growing like wildfire. The best part is they pay out fast, so when you call that 12-over-5 upset, make sure to celebrate. Isn't there usually at least one 12-over-5?
Oh, yeah.
Many times
typically.
Two. Mm-hmm. You'll be pocketing cold, hard cash. MyBookie will match your deposit with a 50%. But wait, if I put $1,000 in the account, they'll put in...
500.
That's
yeah.
real?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really? Is that commonplace?
Only if you use your code.
Well,
I use a calculator for that.
Use the promo code Drew at mybookie.ag. .com?
Yeah, or mybookie.com. We'll take you there.
Okay. But promo code Drew.
Sign up. And you know what's cool? We're going to be able to make down the road our own odds, which blows my mind that they let us do this.
I know. I was like, what, really? Because we could, there's some really smart-assy things within the show we could do that would be fun.
Oh, a couple of over-unders with Tom we were
yes,
thinking about.
Exactly.
But as long as they're
non-sequitur over-unders.
There's so many we could do. And we're going to do it, but people need to sign up. And we'll sign up, too, and we'll have some contests coming down the road where people can challenge, you know, Drew or the rest of the show on gambling against sporting events and whatnot.
Brandon, you're already on MyBookie?
I am.
Are you going to set up a new account using the promo code Drew so you can get the 50% bonus?
Well, I was going to try to be a part of the show team, but...
you can be part of our team.
I guess if you want to kick me out, I'll play.
I'll take you.
No, I just knew you already have an account, don't you?
Yeah, I have an account.
How are you doing over there?
I haven't really dove in too much yet.
Really?
I'm waiting more for baseball, but... Because right now I'm not very skilled with the hockey and the NBA.
I know. That's
soccer.
I agree. It's
I'm
hard.
Just not at this moment. But like when it comes to college basketball, sure, I'm going to try to get a piece of that. And then
there's
baseball's going to be fun.
I just got into a...
Soccer?
No. A March Madness pool with Matt that is just crazy. You basically get points. I mean, it's like squares, but for every game in the tournament.
It's fun.
Wow.
You always have action.
Last year, we bought those teams. I mean, we were in that crazy
auction.
It was madness. Yeah. And every group bought, you bid on teams that you could carry through the tournament. We bought Michigan State, which ended up biting us in the ass. We did okay. So anyway, March Madness. I don't know. There's nothing quite like March Madness. I mean, that feels so good when March Madness starts. Even grandmas fill out a bracket. Place your bets with MyBookie now before you miss out. Call to action. Remember the promo code Drew. MyBookie will match your deposit with a 50% bonus. Use the Drew promo code to activate the offer. You play, you win, you get paid only at mybookie.ag. And it's got another dot. Why is there a dot
period.
After
period. That's they don't Player Dave, period.
It's the end of the sentence.
Okay. Oh.
It's not a dot. It's a
okay.
period.
All right.
Period.
Okay.
Period?
Well.
You said period.
So, anyway, I'm just blown away at how R. Kelly and Michael Jackson have just taken this week away.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't it really amazing?
Yeah.
I guess maybe if you didn't watch Leaving Neverland, maybe
that
you don't feel that way.
Though, still.
It was. Everybody was talking about it. And R. Kelly, of course, and now CBS, tonight, Friday night, Gail's interview, the full interview, will be in prime time. At 8 o'clock. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Well, it was that good of an interview, though. And as good as I thought yesterday's was, this morning's version topped yesterday's.
Really? Of R. Kelly or the girls, the girlfriends?
Of R. Kelly.
Yeah.
And
That's stupid!
I cannot get over this image of R. Kelly strolling into blank bank. Was it Bank of America?
Why don't we play the audio? I know he had $350,000 in the account.
How much money R. Kelly have? You know he didn't wait in line. You know he didn't say who he is. He just opened the door and announced, "How much money R. Kelly have?"
Hey, what do you know? People are stealing from R. Kelly. What a surprise! You got an illiterate millionaire, probably almost a
I'm
billionaire.
I'm starting a new account, and that's the way it is.
This is just so stupid. He's never been to a bank until a month ago. He's never been to a bank, never had an account. Opened an account a month ago. He's illiterate. He can't read or write. But you know what? My response to that was, you know, I'm sure he wants people to go, oh, my God, this is so sad. This guy, he doesn't know what's going on with his money. Well, wait a second. Somehow he got these non-disclosure agreements, these non-disclosure agreements, which were millions of dollars, to 20-some different women and their families. Somehow that was arranged. So, I mean, the point of all this is that, you know, he doesn't have his child support money. He doesn't have $160.
How can I pay child support?
He doesn't have the money because he just opened an account. But how did he manage to pay all those non-disclosure agreements with those girls?
Well,
that was millions
priorities.
Of dollars. I know. I know. You're right. That's exactly what it is. He also has a place in Trump Tower. He's mm-hmm. got an incredible ride. Why doesn't he sell that car and sell the fucking condo and pay his child support?
How can I work? How can I get paid? How can I take care of my kids?
That sounds like a new song.
Hundreds of millions of dollars. We'll say that because I don't want to get hung up on
now,
the
that's
semantics.
That's one rumor I wish that was true.
And yet when you were in jail last week, the bond was $100,000. Mm-hmm. And they said R. Kelly couldn't even afford to get himself out of jail. That a friend had to come and bail you out of jail. What is your financial situation, if you don't mind saying?
Here's the deal. So many people have been stealing my money. People was connected to my account. I went by myself for the first time to Bank of America. Didn't know what I was doing.
Do you wonder how he got there, too? Because he doesn't seem to be terribly resourceful.
Probably in that nice ride.
Use your common sense.
I just think he just walked out of Trump Tower and went, where's Bank of America? Everyone just pointed.
Probably. That's stupid.
Is that way every block? Is Bank of America here?
Bank of America. Didn't know what I was doing. Didn't know what the hell was going on.
When did you do that? First time by yourself?
About 3 weeks ago to a month.
3 weeks ago was the first time you went to Bank America by yourself?
By myself.
How exciting.
Because I was so tired.
I want to see my money.
Not knowing.
All my money out here. I want to see my money.
Didn't somebody, who used to keep like, I think, $1 million in a safe deposit?
Was that Mike Tyson that did that? He wanted to see his money. He put $1 million, put a couple million dollars in the bank. Maybe it was Shaq. I don't know who it was, but they said, they put a check for $2 million in the bank and said, I want to see my money right now. They just didn't believe this little check took care of it.
Yep. Absolutely.
By yourself?
By myself. Because I was so tired of not knowing where my money was, where my publishing is.
Isn't that on you then? Isn't that on you?
A lot of it's on me.
That you didn't know where your money is?
A lot of it's on me.
And people say he doesn't have money because he had to pay so much in settlements. What do you say about that?
Lie.
Lie.
Sex with them.
Lie.
But Kelly says what really cost him is the people who had access to his bank account, something he found out from a bank teller.
Lie. $350,000 in the bank. And I told her, look, take that. I'm going to start a new account, and that's the way it is, right?
No way he had ID on him. How is he going to sign up for a new driver's account? License. There's no way he can sign up for a new account.
And that's the way Secretary of State's office? So,
no, I can't imagine him doing
anything. We're a driver's license.
Oh, Kelly needs to drive.
What number am I?
He's saying that he has a current net worth of $350,000?
In Bank of America.
Okay.
Lord only knows.
He's got a place in Trump Tower somehow.
That's an asset. He's got to have investments.
I think he can give up his place in Trump Tower and pay his child support. And not to mention, what is that car, the vehicle cost? That's got to be a couple hundred grand.
I'd rather go to jail than give up that car.
Well,
sweet looking ride.
Send her the car.
Look, take that. I'm going to start a new account, and that's the way it is, right? So she said, okay, it's going to take 6 to 7 business days to clear. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, well, for...
You want to close an account because people are stealing from it? I think they'll close the account for you.
Yeah, but he wanted to put it into a new account, and you can't do that until you make sure everything is cleared, which is why it's 6 to 7
business days. The money's already
in there.
Yeah, but he's probably not the only name on the account. It's probably under incorporated...
Okay, it takes 6 to 7 days.
Well, and there might be really outstanding checks. That too. So they don't want to.
He doesn't write checks. He doesn't know how to write or read.
Use your common sense.
Okay.
The day after the trip to the bank, Kelly was indicted on 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse. He says he was unable to access his bank account to make bail. Now he's back in jail for the separate child support case, something he became emotional about during our interview.
How can I pay child support? How? If my ex-wife is destroying my name. What? And I can't work. How can I work? How can I get paid? How can I take care of my kids? How?
Your ex-wife
use says, your common sense.
Your ex-wife says you abused her, Robert.
13 lies. 13 years.
Wow.
Being married. I flew in on a helicopter.
Huh?
I flew in.
Sell the helicopter
on
ride.
On a helicopter.
One of the best non sequiturs ever.
Get to the chopper!
Can somebody get us some tissue?
I don't want no tissue. I'm a lean. Look, man, look. I'm telling y'all. I flew in on a helicopter with a damn puppy. Huh? And I.
What?
Proposed. To Drill, whom I was in love with, and told her, hey, look, I make mistakes, I'm not perfect. We got married, okay? We had three beautiful kids. Not once have I ever had a domestic violence call at the house and all this, that, and the other. It never happened.
Oh, no convictions, okay? this line.
Stop.
I didn't do this stuff.
Oh, that was a lot.
I need somebody to help me not have a big heart because my heart is so big.
Her. Gave me something on my phone and it said that I hog tied her.
I don't know how to hog tie people.
I don't even
what would I hog tie? My kids is listening to this, all of this nonsense, and I ain't been spending no time with them. This is real. This is not a lie. What kind of woman
are you okay?
Will tear down a dad?
One who doesn't pay child support.
Who's trying to have a relationship with their kids. You know how many kids need a relationship with their father?
What is your relationship 2 years.
With your oh, my God.
I wish I had a father.
What is your relationship with your children?
I haven't called them in 2 years.
Zero.
Zero.
But I know my kids love me.
Oh, okay.
And I'm in love with my kids. I love my kids.
You shouldn't be in love with your kids.
In January, Kelly's oldest child, who is now 20 years old, wrote in an Instagram post that she and her two siblings have not had a relationship with their father for years. We reached out to Andrea Kelly for comment on R. Kelly's allegations, but her representatives say they do not have any statements at this time.
Okay.
They made a very compelling argument, though.
Well, he is such a victim. Everyone lies about him. Mm-hmm. Everyone lies about him.
Lies on him.
Yeah.
True. On. Lies on him.
That was the quote. And now he's got a Detroit problem, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's got to be a lie. I'm sure it's a liar.
What?
A 13-year-old that he was banging in Detroit.
Doesn't sound like his type.
Gave her herpes, too.
Blah.
Oh, he's...
Do we know that he has herpes? Is that pretty established, or is that a new thing?
That...
It's hard to keep up with him.
Wait a sec. Didn't he give something to Aaliyah when they were married?
Really?
I feel like I've heard about him giving herpes to people.
Yeah.
The last time.
I'm almost positive he gave herpes to Aaliyah.
Use your common sense.
Yeah. By the way, how does he say he's never slept with anyone underage when he married her when she was 15?
Yeah. When he was 27.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
It's crazy.
I just don't want to believe the truth.
I'm not sure this TV appearance was a good idea.
What? I thought it was great.
They're trying to kill me.
The part that killed me about him, the two girlfriends being interviewed, mm-hmm. was that afterwards Gayle King revealed that R. Kelly was in the room when they were being interviewed, and he was coughing at times, apparently to cue them.
That's
To stop talking about what they're talking about, or maybe I don't know what he was trying to do, but she thought it was very suspect. It certainly sounds. Why is he in the room, first of all?
That's a bad idea.
It was his apartment.
It was supposed to prove that he's not in some master position with them, and he has
to
be in the room. But we should listen to the girls, but first, a word from our sponsor. Our friends at Zot Ford, the Ides of March are smiling down upon us, and that means Gabar and the lovely leprechauns at Zot Ford and Deals in the D.com are sharing their pot of gold with all our lucky listeners. Pre-waived commissions. I guess that's part of the pot of gold. So chase the rainbow to Zot Ford and Holly. Enjoy their shenanigan-free low payments. A 19 Ford all-wheel drive Escape or a new 19 Ford EcoSport. As low as $82 a month. That's $82 a month. It's crazy. I don't think I have any bill for less than $82 a month. I'm going to go through my credit card and see if I paid less than $82 for anything.
What could you have paid $82 for? Gas? No. Electric? Definitely not. Although it's always out, so maybe not me.
I guess one of some of my 7-Eleven charges are less than $82 at Dunkin' Donuts. There's a lot of those.
Sirius XM?
Sirius, maybe, yeah. Maybe. Or you can listen. Boy, Howard had a great interview with Peter Frampton, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Talk about the disease?
Yeah, they talked about that.
It's a bummer.
Yeah, he's got a great attitude. You know, it's like the Alex Trebek thing. Oh, boy.
By the way, with Alex, I saw an ad on TMZ Live for Colonial Penn Life Insurance. Mm-hmm.
He's been doing that for quite a while.
And the spokesman was Alex Trebek, which just in light of the news that I'm sure TMZ covered, it looked like really odd ad placement. Yeah. Looked like a testimonial.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of did.
Well, maybe he still believes in it.
Oh, of course.
I mean, I don't think he would be moved by,
Still
seems he would believe in it all the more, maybe.
Sure, he still wants people of any age to get life insurance. But
Alex Trebek is one of those things that, you know, of course I feel terrible. He seems like a good guy.
Yeah.
Never wish that on anyone, but he's one of those things, he's just always there. Mm-hmm. Jeopardy.
I know.
I mean, it's always there. Every night, you know, I don't watch it every night, but when I do, I tend to go, oh, Jeopardy's on, and I perk up. And
I know. It's very visually appealing.
It's something in life that you can count on.
Yeah.
Alex Trebek on Jeopardy. There aren't many things you can count on
in life. Trebek is extremely brainy, and it's sometimes like he's kind of mean to people a little bit in his Trebek way.
Well, he knows it
Alex
all.
Trebek was very mean to me.
Kind of snaps him.
Stupid. I was explaining who I am and where I'm from, and he just cut me off, went to the next contestant. Acted like I missed a very easy question, or that I didn't bet enough on my daily double. The audio daily double.
It's condescending.
This country's largest lake, Chapala, is located near the city of Guadalajara.
What is Mexico?
Leslie.
What is Mexico?
Correct.
Lakes and rivers 400.
Seneca is the largest of these lakes in west central New York.
What are the Finger Lakes?
Jim.
What are the Finger Lakes?
Correct.
Who is this clown?
This South American lake.
You remember this from Groundhog Day?
What is Titicaca?
Yeah, that's right.
Jim.
What is Titicaca?
Correct.
Lakes and rivers for
and everyone's amazed
milky by colored from
what
glacial clay when entering Lake Geneva, this river is clear blue upon exiting. Jim,
what is the Rhone?
The Rhone, good for $1,000. You are $500 off.
He's eating popcorn and drinking Jack out of the bottle. And all the old people are amazed. Man, what a great scene.
Yeah, so I was trying to think of something that is more consistently in my life than Jeopardy. It's hard to think of
Sajak?
Something. No. Nah. Sajak, where's Sajak? I don't even know. Oh, Wheel of Fortune?
Yes.
Nah, Jeopardy's been around longer, hasn't it?
I think, well, it has, not as, you know, I don't know, has Trebek been the
how long
host
has he been
as
doing
as
Jeopardy?
Sajak?
Someone look that up and I'll finish this. $82 for the 19 Ford EcoSport. Or you can lease a 19 Ford Edge or new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 as low as $97 a month. Yes, $97 a month. Zod Ford likes to keep the green in your pocket. Take advantage of these charming payments before they disappear.
35 years.
They're very charming.
35 years?
Yeah. Hosts since 1984. Yeah.
When did Sajak off?
I think Sajak's been there since 81.
Oh, Sajak beats him?
But he took a couple years off to do the talk show when Rolf Bernersky...
Oh,
was a host.
That's right.
Did he go to Michigan State?
So you can't count on Sajak off the way you can count on Trebek. Trebek says he never misses a day.
No, he would never leave Jeopardy to do anything else.
Sajak off was missing for how long?
Just 3 years or 2 years.
Wow, three
two
years.
Years. Yeah.
Who the hell is Rolf? I'm looking at pictures.
He's a punter.
Kicker for the Chargers.
Kicker.
Place kicker.
Who was their punter then?
I don't remember.
Did you guys see Paris Jackson with a hat way over her head so she didn't have to see people while she's walking? Her boyfriend is leading her.
Oh, fake. Give me a break. Are you kidding? How stupid. It's not her father.
I know.
Don't feel bad. It's not your father.
I know. I was looking at a new picture of her, trying to find some sort of traits that resembled Michael in some way.
Yeah. No. There are none.
None.
Dr. Yellow joined us a year ago. And things have gone very well. A lot of people have entrusted Dr. Yaldo to take away the need for reading glasses, contacts, and regular glasses while getting amazing vision in return. And we're very happy for that because we really don't have a sales staff. So when somebody does pop in, we sure like to keep them and keep building this thing. And it seems that most of them do stay when they consistently provide great service, and it's something that our audience wants. So I heard from somebody today who got a refi at Hall, and his wife was going to Dr. Roche. She wanted some body tight. She lost some weight, you know, that sagging skin. And so she wanted to get rid of it. It wasn't like... I replied back to it. He's like, she wasn't that huge. And I was like, no, I didn't mean it like that.
No.
Because I thought it was something that it might be a lipo thing, but because lipo is typically for people that can't lose that last 20 pounds or so, as opposed to somebody who's 150 pounds overweight, which is a lot of people want lipo, and it's like, no, you really need to do something else.
Yeah, you have to work out a little bit first. It needs to be tightened after any kind of...
Yeah, exactly. And that's what she wanted. And she's very happy and doing really well.
Or she needs to go back and get a Brazilian butt lift.
Well, maybe. That might be next thing on the list. I don't know. She's getting hotter. She did lose some weight. Anyway, the multifocal lens implants from Dr. Yaldo for people 50-plus guarantee that you won't ever get cataracts. And many of you 40 and under got custom CATS LASIK, the most advanced in the world, where over half of Dr. Yaldo's patients get better in 2020. The rest settle for 2020, which is great vision.
Glasses, Four Eyes!
Make 2019 the year you dump the old technology and recapture the great vision of your youth. The evaluation is free, and if you do get surgery, you'll get the Drew and Mike discount. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to yaldoeyecenter.com, Hall Financial. Top mortgage company in Michigan for client service. Big supporters of the show. Four tips last week.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
We're from Jess. We're in good standing with the sheriff.
It's all heating up now, huh?
It is kind of that time of year. But I've noticed we're very solid. We have tips every week. We just had that one funky week at the end of the year. Jess was all over us. That was when she took over. And I think she had the impression, like, what are these losers? They got nothing. And we came back with five tips the first week of the new year. So
I'm going to start a new account, and that's the way it is.
R. Kelly has entrusted Hall Financial. There you have a little audio from there.
Thanks for the tip.
So many people have been stealing my money. I flew in on a helicopter.
Those two don't seem to go together.
Some people would fly in a helicopter to visit with David Hall and Hall Financial. They're a team to go to if you're looking to purchase a home or refinance. You've heard from our listeners, so many of them. They've got 500 five-star reviews, more than, because they always put you first. Lower payments, more options, and better customer service. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of those people who brag on Hall Financial after the fact, it's amazing. They show up on Saturday. They deliver things on Sunday. They deliver things when you're an hour away. David Hall and Hall Financial are the elite service company when it comes to refis. Maybe you want to lower the length of your loan. Maybe you want to take money out of your house, or maybe you want a loan for your first home or your dream home. 44 days is the industry average. Their average is 19 days.
It's going to take 6 to 7 business days to clear. Does that make sense?
Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. You won't be disappointed, or you can click the link on our website at Drew and Mike Show and fill out the online form. They'll be crunching numbers by the time they call you back. Or call 248-308-5000. Many ways to get in touch with them. NMLS number 1467435. So anyway, the girlfriends appear this morning on... Gail King really had a killer week, didn't she, for CBS?
When her contract's up, too.
Is this going to help CBS? They're always behind in the morning. Always.
It's by far the best show out of the three.
I've been watching it more lately. It's great. And, you know, the last few days certainly helped. But it's funny, somebody on Fox News said, congrats to Gail King on the great job, helps make up for the Jesse Smollett thing. They thought she interviewed Jesse Smollett.
That's racist. They all look the same, huh?
So Robin is still taking shit for the Jesse.
She should.
She should. I know. It's ridiculous. Her explanation was ridiculous, too, that, well, it's an LGBTQ number. Well, maybe you shouldn't be talking to him then.
Yeah. Don't do real interviews. Do fluff. But
it does seem that the media does kiss certain people's asses and give a little more slack to some and a lot less to others.
The thing I hate about that is, you know, he would only do the interview with her.
Yeah, because he knew.
Just acting like a mouthpiece for him. But they're going to take it because they got eyeballs. But it boy, is it boomeranging on him.
Yeah, it blew up in her face.
And then their relationship with him in the strongest terms. 21-year-old Azriel
Clary and
23-year-old Joycelyn Savage told us they love Kelly.
She's been fairly incident free.
In an interview you'll see only on CBS this morning, the two women told us there is
childish.
Nothing inappropriate about their arrangement with the 52-year-old singer. What is your relationship, both of you, with R. Kelly?
We're with him. That's our relationship.
We're with him. Yeah, that's what it is.
And we're in a relationship with him.
Right.
You just said it.
Wait, but there's
a
two
very
of you.
Strong relationship as
both
well.
Both of you.
Yes, most definitely.
You know, how do we say this without being inappropriate? Is this a three-way relationship, or do you each have a separate relationship
hey,
with him?
Ladies,
how does this work?
Threesome? Well, both
I'm
of
curious.
Those.
Yeah.
Both we both have our individual relationships with him, and
right.
we all are family
well,
all
totally
together.
Normal.
We have our moments where we sit and watch movies all together. We go to amusement parks all together.
I'm not talking about Azriel going
nice
to
family.
Movies and sitting watching going
are you
to
a
parks.
Lesbian?
I'm talking about is it a three-way sexual relationship?
Sexually?
Between,
well, first
between
of all,
the
I'm not here. To talk about my personal life,
okay.
and I would never share with no one what I do in or outside
no
of the business. And as a woman, I'm sure you would not either.
Yes. No, I wouldn't, but I... But,
okay, then.
But,
she doesn't
so,
have two
yeah.
husbands.
Next question.
No, you're right. I would not, but this is a very different circumstance.
It's not
I
a
think
different
it's a
circumstance.
Fair
yes,
there
it is,
are people
idiot.
All over the world who have multiple girlfriends.
No,
it's
there
no
aren't.
Different.
No, it's
do
not.
Do both of you
it's
all
very different.
Believe you're in love
dumbass.
With him?
Of absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Of course.
Use your common sense.
Wow.
They never thought you were missing, Azriel. They just were wondering if you were okay.
Well, my parents have actually came to Chicago and seen me a few times. They've
very few.
I've talked to them. They stopped answering my calls.
You know what they say? They say that you are brainwashed. I talked to your dad last night. He says, my daughter is brainwashed, and he's very concerned. He said he was here 2 days ago, and you wouldn't even look him
Daddy.
In the eye.
Okay, I wouldn't look him in the eye because he's a liar, and he's a manipulative liar.
Oh.
I'll tell you why they're concerned, Azriel, because they say she's 17. We found text messages that indicated that she was having sex with R. Kelly when she was 17. Is that true?
No, that is a lie. That is a lie. I was not having sex with him at 17.
Lie.
You, their daughter.
Okay,
why does it keep cutting out? What the fuck is going
when
on?
I first
it's
met
clips.
Robert,
there's clips of it.
My parents told me to lie about my age. So when I met him, he thought that I was 18.
Oh, your parents told you to lie.
On top of that, when I was 17, my parents were actually making me.
She's got the liar gene then.
Take photos with him, take sexual videos with him, all kinds of stuff.
Wait, your parents encouraged you to do sexual videos with R. Kelly?
Yes. And they said because if they ever have to blackmail him, what they're trying to do now, they can use it against him, which is exactly what they're doing.
That's a good one.
Joycelyn, I see you nodding a lot with what she's saying. Why are you nodding in agreement with what she's saying?
Because everything that
her parents
she's
did the
saying
same.
Is true. Our parents are basically out here just to get money. And
your parents, you're saying the same as saying?
Well, both of our parents are basically
like
out here
members.
Trying to get money and scam.
This is really scary.
Because they didn't agree on what happened, you know, with music or wherever it could be, and they're just very upset.
This is the first time hearing, to be honest with you, that your parents are trying to get money from R. Kelly.
Okay.
Because your father told a very different story to me last night.
Yeah, he's the manipulative. He's very manipulative, so he's the one you need to watch out for.
How many girlfriends does he have?
My dad and my mom, they started to send threats to both me and him. They said, I'll put all your naked pictures all over the world. I'm going to ruin you. I'm going to ruin him. If he doesn't send $20,000
where's the
to
message?
His bank account by Monday, I'm going to put everything out there
they
and
send
then
a message?
$2,000 after
where's the message?
You're trying to solicit me like I'm some f***ing hoe. I'm not. I'm your child.
Exactly.
Yeah, you sound very angry with your parents.
Uh-oh.
You sound very angry.
So many liars in R. Kelly's world.
Oh my God.
Tell me, Azriel, why you're crying. Tell me.
I'm crying because you guys don't know the truth. You guys believe in some facade that our parents are saying. This is all lies for money. And if you can't see that, you're ignorant and you're stupid as because you want to be. All because that's the world we live in. Negativity sells.
Exactly.
Gossip is what sells. Rumors are what sells.
Exactly.
That's what R. Kelly
and
says.
Azriel, this is more than gossip. This is more than just rumors. These are decades of allegations against Robert Kelly.
We're not here to talk about decades. We're here to talk about what our parents are doing right now.
Right.
And what
same
they're doing right
says.
Now is all for money.
Right.
Just like Michael Jackson's victims. It's all for money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was watching this morning.
Wait, he doesn't have any money. He only has $350,000.
And somebody's taking money out every day.
Yeah.
When I was watching these girls, I was thinking, I already know I'm going to be watching them maybe even 5 years, maybe 10 years, telling a different story. Yeah. And then, of course, he will say, look what they said back on CBS Good Morning.
Yeah, when they're deprogrammed.
Use your common sense. Look at the old video. I mean, don't you know they're going to be just like the Michael Jackson victims? And
when they're used up and thrown away?
Yeah, when he tosses them aside, they'll suddenly go, oh, my God, that guy fucked me over completely.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Mm. I flew in on a helicopter.
Because you have to continue to enjoy somehow the benefits of this relationship, whether it be...
Oh, living in Trump Tower.
What is it?
Oh, right. A nice ride.
And then when he when he discards you, penis. Then you tell your story for...
The second that they can't live there anymore or he's in jail, they're so gone. They're so bolting.
You mean when he moves the days in?
Yeah. Or when he's, you know, in the clink forever. Which isn't going to happen. He'll never be found guilty.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's that money well.
Sounds like a lot of charges. I mean, you just got to get... They just have to get him on a couple of them. It's very hard, though, on these old cases. And by the way, this 13-year-old sounds like they can't get in touch with this girl. So I don't know why that was such big news today.
Huh.
I heard she was Gloria Allred's client. And I thought, oh, well, that sounds... But then I heard they couldn't get in touch with her. So I don't quite understand...
When did this happen?
2001 or 2000.
Oh, so she's how old now?
She would be 31.
She probably doesn't want to be found.
Yeah, why would any of these victims want to be found? I mean, the Michael Jackson people, why would they ever speak up?
I don't know.
After seeing all the shit that gets thrust down on them, the full weight of the Michael Jackson cult, which is that is a frightening cult, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
jeez.
Did you see who R. Kelly's looking to hire to be his publicist to help him through this mess, his crisis management?
I did see that, but I forgot.
Andrew Wyatt, who represented Bill Cosby.
He did a great job.
He clearly
can't. Yeah, they're all liars. That seems to be such a winning defense.
Well, he can't read. He probably thinks he won for Cosby. Why would you want that guy to rep you? He was a disaster.
Has R. Kelly thrown the race card out much? That's the card I'm waiting for.
Well, how can he do that?
I don't know how he could.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Just saying. I mean,
their antagonists in his mind are the parents of these young girls.
Yeah, but the media's, you know, could be seen as maybe racist, or he could say they're racist. I just assume that card is coming.
The Chicago police?
Yeah, maybe from his defense team.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kimmel last night had a good bit on him where he's talking about how he was yelling. I'd have to be stupid, you know, that whole rant about being stupid. And he played the Trapped in the Closet series. No, this person, not stupid at all. Just the lyrics from that whole series of songs about this particular subject, too.
This is not about music!
I think that interview was a huge mistake.
Well, he's got that great lawyer.
Huge mistake.
The lawyer probably set it up for him.
Well, I don't know who set it up. Who knows? But that looked like the guy that is described by so many of these women, you know, who just blows up when you do something he doesn't like.
Uncontrollable. Yeah.
And very controlling. Those girls look like cult members.
Yeah, they did. And it was scary.
And they just kept repeating the same thing that we always hear over and over and over.
I wonder when that, you know, the whole thing for money, when does that become the defense that just is out the door?
Never. Never. Not when there's money involved. People do anything for money.
But it just seems that people say it and it has no basis whatsoever. We know the celebrity has the money. They have the ability to control everything.
Except when you see things like Jordy Chandler, Gavin Arvizo.
Right, that's Michael Jackson's money at work.
Yeah,
that's his money.
Yeah, but the implication.
No one pays $23 million to somebody who they barely know or they didn't do anything wrong. I mean, they don't do that. People don't do that.
No, but the implication is that they just said that so Jordy could get the $23 million.
People believe that. It's wrong.
If there's no evidence, you can't get it.
No shit.
He had a lot. There were a lot of things that they really didn't want to be out there about that relationship.
I think some people just assume that people like to throw allegations out there and they just immediately get a settlement and settle.
No.
Which, if that was the case, I think that supply line would kind of dry up. Everybody'd be asking for it.
Look at all the people, you know, if you want to say it's about money, look at all the people that say, I'm going to sue him because he's lying. And then they never sue because there's no, they don't have a case.
Threat.
Yeah. It's bullshit.
Stupid.
So, you know, when people get paid, you know, generally where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
Robert Kraft's court date is the 28th.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why is he going to court? Is he going to show up or is he sending in a lawyer?
He doesn't have to appear at his arraignment.
Of course not.
That means he won't.
Why would he?
He
definitely won't, but.
When do we get to see the video? Did they give us a date for that?
His claim is that he didn't engage in prostitution. He just went in there, and they did that to him. It wasn't his idea.
Why did he pay him extra then?
Why did he let himself come then?
Oh, well, sometimes.
I would think you'd go, okay, he was in too deep
by that moment.
Sounds helpless. Like he was helpless. And then he came back the following day, and he was helpless again.
He came back to confront them
the following day. He didn't blow up on the first stroke, and he did go back the next day.
Yeah, to complain about it. Next thing you know, you're in too deep.
You know,
nude.
He was dropped off in a Rolls Royce by a friend.
I flew in on a helicopter.
And the guy waited for him.
Yeah.
And he got back in the Rolls Royce. They pulled the car over like a mile later, feigning some traffic issue. Now, wouldn't you think, I'm not going back there. Because he got pulled over. I mean, when you saw the police
you'd
be flipping out. I'd be fetal when they came up to the car.
Or else you're going to get two women to give you an HJ.
Or what?
Give that two women, give him an HJ. That draw is just too exciting for him.
I guess so. They must have been good at it. Well, the woman was 59, so she certainly...
A lot of experience.
So her hand still works.
A day.
Well, they also went down on him.
I'll say eight times a day. I mean, they know what they're doing, I assume. They know how to make it end, which is isn't that their goal to make it end ASAP?
Time management. Yeah, it's like a restaurant. You got to move those tables. You got to get people out, new people in.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard to predict how billionaires think though, because they're obviously way different. They don't have any, you know. I'm untouchable. There's absolutely nothing that can happen to me because I have all this money in the bank.
And it's pretty true. It's generally pretty true.
Yeah.
And, you know, as far as this R. Kelly bond really annoys me. And today I tweeted this out, you know, start the countdown for some moron paying Robert Kelly's child support. Don't you suppose some idiot is going to do that?
Sure. Yeah. Definitely.
And the Winslow family bonded out Kellen Winslow Jr. And what does he do? He goes, exposes himself to a 77-year-old twice. And what else is he going to do? He's three rapes that we know of that he's accused of.
What's his end game there with a 77-year-old?
Death.
I don't know what's going on. Something is horribly wrong with Kellen Winslow Jr. Why they want to say he didn't do anything. Bail him out. Get him out there, poor kid. It's fucking insane.
I didn't do this stuff.
I mean, honestly, I feel like when people have the kind of money where they can just hit bail no matter what they do, they can get bailed out no matter what. Should the person paying the bail have some responsibility in the event that they commit a crime? Shouldn't they?
Well, they do, don't they?
They don't get charged. I mean, shouldn't they technically, I mean, at least a misdemeanor, something?
Yeah.
You're the one that's so confident that they didn't do anything. Well, you're vouching for him. Well, so he commits a felony, you get a felony. He murders somebody, you're a murderer, too.
What about the judge that gave him that bond?
Your accessory.
Seems to me. I mean, because we know, I mean, it's an insane concept. It'll never happen. But the Winslow bail really was annoying to me. And first of all, he goes in there in disguise. He cuts his hair. He grows a beard. He puts on glasses. It's like, oh, hey, he didn't do it. Oh, really? Then why are you changing his appearance so dramatically?
Totally.
What's that all about?
So he couldn't be identified.
So they get...
I'm more interested in why what's this weird old person fetish? 77 years old?
Well, you know, it makes it...
What's up, Silver Fox?
I mean, considering he's an ex-NFL player.
The whole thing is pretty threatening. You know, he rapes people, allegedly. Yeah. Three people that
they're
we know
old,
of.
Like, way older than
we know of the person who's the neighbor who said, yeah, he was going into this house. The person wasn't home.
Yeah.
And they caught him, and he said, I was looking for my dog. No, you weren't looking for your dog. You were going to rape someone, obviously. You're going to do something.
Don't Max and Layla usually just go into a random house?
Never. Of course not.
How did they get in the house?
That's a good excuse. That's the only excuse we'd accept.
Doesn't make any sense.
So the person, you know, when they bail him out, you're basically giving him a ticket to go commit more crimes, which he did.
Well, you would hope.
And I'm sure he's out, right? They didn't put him in jail for this, did they?
Oh, yeah, they did.
They did? Is someone going to bail him out again so he can commit more crimes?
I thought I read that was the end of his bail.
Oh, okay. So somebody has some common sense.
I guess the hope would be like, oh, God, Winslow, just keep it in your pants for, you know, till we get you out off this case.
You can't tell Winslow that.
No, the draw's just
too
great.
You know, it sounds to me like he's got CTE or something. Doesn't it really?
Would you be surprised?
No, not at all.
But I don't want to. That's not. There's a lot of people that have CTE that don't do that.
Well, the bad cases of CTE, you know, Mike Webster.
Yeah.
You know, these people completely lose their minds.
Dave Duerson.
The Chargers linebacker.
Junior
Seau. I mean, I read that book. It was just nonstop insanity.
Yeah.
And for his own family to not know better, I don't know.
There's more fallout from the Jesse Smollett story.
Oh, now what?
A bunch of workers, nurses at the Northwestern Memorial Hospital have been blown out. Because they looked at his medical records. Remember, that's the hospital he went to?
Oh. Yeah.
Well, you can't just look at anybody's hospital records if you don't have the clearance to do it. So they've been firing nurses for improperly reviewing his medical records.
Why did they do that?
Because they probably wanted to see what he was being treated for and if it was a hoax.
Oh,
they probably wanted to sell it to TMZ. Some probably wanted to sell it to TMZ.
You know, there's just no respect anywhere. I'm glad they're firing him, though.
I know, but good job, Smollett.
What's he up to now?
Oh, he's they say he's still in the show.
No, cool.
They support him.
Somebody tweeted him out, didn't they?
No, they said he's in scenes. He's not a main character. It's not centered around him, but he's still in scenes, and they support him.
He's in the promo I saw the other night running.
What?
Which is weird because it's like, hey, that's the good. Maybe they think it'll
be good for business. Oh.
Unfortunately, it probably is. People are probably like, I'm going to watch that episode to see what this is Smollett's all about.
Hey, Trudy, can you pull up the Dr. Roche special?
I already did that.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
Greg is open for business, open for boobs, open for, well, somebody's getting body tight. Somebody in our audience. Good for that. Ooh, get
my
that.
My kids is listening to this.
Get that wow look. Warmer months around the corner. And now's the time for you to get ready to have that wow look. Explorer Dr. Roche uses Body Tight, 360 Lipo, and Zerona in combination with a Brazilian butt lift to make you look pretty hot.
Killer ass.
Scan there.
Yeah.
And, of course, boobs. Boobs, always boobs. And all the other things they do. Well, this is some good pictures.
Boobies.
Brazilian butt lift.
That's what you're going for, that look in the mirror when you look from behind.
Those big boobs.
Yeah, those, you know,
pants.
Those asses that are not flat at all. What is Brazilian butt lift? How does Dr. Roche create natural looking results?
Great ass!
He's a master sculptor.
Financing options for this procedure. Schedule your consultation today. Brazilian butt lift with Body Tight. And this is the procedure. It's not really going to be a big deal. It is a big deal. People like it, and dudes like it too.
Yeah.
Really like it. And the girls seem to like it. I'm surprised at some of the girls that get it. But you know what you want. We watched that guy on...
wants a flat ass.
We watched that dude on, what was that show? The MTV show that came back?
Oh, yeah.
True Life.
Yeah, True Life. He was 17 years old, and he wanted a Brazilian butt lift.
Oh, my God.
because he thought he had kind of a flat ass, and I don't know, flat ass anymore. He couldn't stop looking at himself in the reflection as he was walking.
Yeah,
he was walking around town.
His dad was all for it.
His parents said, "If you this is what you really want," and they did interview him about whether he was considering, you know, he had gender issues, or he thought he was a female, or, you know, how he identified. And
he wanted to be a Kardashian, didn't he?
Yes.
Sort of like glamorized.
I don't think he
wasn't
trans, though, was he?
No, I don't think
so. No, he was not. But, you know, they deal with those things, and they'll ask all the appropriate questions, and they've seen it all. So, you know, that's their job.
Part of this, what they're talking about with the Brazilian butt lift is Zorona, and this is a huge thing, which you can get separately. If you're trying to get in a bathing suit, you know, and you look at your legs and your butt, and there's that dimpling stuff, that wet bag of popcorn look, that's also something they can remediate with Zorona.
Nice.
And boobs. Always and boobs. Dr. Roche, 248-338-1110, 248-338.
I need somebody to help me not have a big heart, because my heart is so big.
Can you help him with that?
No, he's
can
not
he shrink R. Kelly's heart?
Not a cardiologist.
You know, the guy, you know, as we've been watching these things go down, which has just been so weird and crazy with this Leaving Neverland, which is, that's one of those things that just stays with you. It's just so.
Really well done.
Yeah, it was really powerful. And again, the people on the two girls today, I just thought, I know I'm going to see them do another interview and they're going to say something else. Yep. I just know it. I don't know when, maybe in a year, maybe in 5 years, and they'll be hugging their parents and they'll be sorry and it'll be really sad.
I thought I read that they're meeting with their parents soon. That was according to their lawyer.
I don't know if I believe that. And by the way, they start trying to act like they talk to their parents all the time. Why would you ever talk to your parents if they're trying to steal money from him? If they're telling you to do sex videos with him to make money, why would you ever talk to your parents? I don't think you would.
No. Be preposterous.
But the case...
Well, they're supposed to be how old?
21, I think one of them is, and...
But supposedly he was hooked up with one of them when she was 17.
Yeah, he promised her a singing career, and she wanted a singing career. By the way, no one seems to get a singing career.
I have not seen them on any of the Billboard Top 100.
No, me neither.
Listen how loose this is.
And the Jackson kids, by the way, too. That one kid was promised a career on... Actually, they had pretty good careers. I guess they kind of got what they wanted.
Well, I like that one guy's band, Jimmy's.
They were good. Of course, he was 11. I mean, really. Ed Robeson was a... pretty famous choreographer. Yeah. Nailed Britney Spears.
Yeah. So the Savages, Jocelyn Savage's family attorney, Gerald Griggs, tells TMZ that a new member of R. Kelly's team, who the family had not previously spoken to, agreed to arrange for Jocelyn to meet her family members face-to-face next week.
Oh.
The agreement is tentative for now, which means soon as R. Kelly, someone reads this story to him, as soon as he hears about it, he's going to shut that down.
Well, he's in jail, so... I guess what'll happen first?
Oh, he's got power, though.
Or somebody else will come up with $160,000 to pay his child support for him.
That new account's got to be clearing soon.
Well, that's true.
Is he ever going to have time for his kids, though? I mean, he's got a lot of stuff going on now.
He wants to be with his ex-wife is trashing him to his kids. What woman does that to their kid's father? Just because he beat the shit out of her a few times. Good
what
God.
What kind of woman would tear down... A dad.
Not to mention he banged about, 500 chicks while he was married to her.
You know how many kids need a relationship with their father?
Oh my God, I flew in
on a helicopter.
What? What was that supposed to do?
Shows how much he loved her.
What was that permit?
He gave her a puppy.
Yeah, he had a puppy.
Oh, he had a puppy. What do you think?
How can I pay child support?
Well, why doesn't he take the money from that from his next 10 helicopter rides and pay the $160,000?
How can I work? How can I get paid? How can I take care of my kids?
My kids!
It'll take 6 or 7 business days to clear. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Apparently, he lives paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
He probably has no
idea. He's made so much money.
There's no way he even knows how to cash a check.
But, my understanding was that he has sold a lot of his publishing. A lot of it.
Really?
Well, he probably didn't. Someone else probably
people sell their publishing when they need to raise money. Why would R. Kelly ever need to raise money? He's always sold records.
How can I pay child support?
But somebody in the R. Kelly organization probably said, you know what? I need a couple million dollars. Why don't we sell this publishing and we'll give him a little bit and I'll keep the rest.
So many people have been stealing my money.
Well, if you wouldn't have 100 underage girls there, you might know what the fuck is going on, idiot.
Can somebody please, please get when the cameras managing. From inside Bank of America when he showed up?
To I know, see that would be the... really exciting.
Because, you know, if that's the first time, he doesn't know what to do. I just imagine him going in there and shouting.
And the street outside of Bank of America.
Yeah, he doesn't
and
know.
Down what... the block.
Yeah, he's so
all
clueless.
The way from Trump Tower because you know they have cameras.
You know what, though? Can you imagine managing a harem of women when you're illiterate, you can't read right, you got to do concerts all the time, you got to manage like 12 women, six in Atlanta, six in Chicago? What? That, I mean, the management, I almost have to
use
give them props.
Common sense.
You got to keep all these women under your thumb. You got to keep them all in line.
It's tough.
The logistics seem exhausting.
They always have to text you to eat, to go to the bathroom. You're constantly under text. Okay, go to the fucking bathroom, bitch.
But it shows he has some organizational skills.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
you think he'd be able to, you know, go to a bank or check his accounts.
I think I would just let them use the bathroom and eat as they like. But I guess that's part of the control. So he has to do that. So, I mean, that takes time, though. And that's part of managing a harem. I mean, he knows how to manage a harem. I got to hand it to him.
Just not his own money or business or
well, he's,
anything else.
It's a lot to keep up with. What were you going to say, Trudy?
Well, just that I think that what he does, though, is that he conditions them by laying his goon hand down.
Oh, yeah.
What is it that guy used to say? Comb their head?
Yeah, comb their head back.
And then they are more obedient.
Yeah.
Well, then can he?
And then he brainwashes them and offers
just,
sex and all
like,
that.
Like, stick with the wear sweatpants when men are in the room, don't laugh at their jokes, and let them eat and use the bathroom? Because that's takes up a lot of time. How many times do women go to the bathroom and want to eat during the course of a day, and you got to answer all those texts?
I tell you, with women, you give them an inch, they're going to take a mile, though. They'll be out of there in no time, Drew.
I guess so. So, anyway.
I think they have a mind of their own.
I don't take no orders from no women.
We've seen the...
I like the don't laugh at people's jokes thing.
Well, if they're guys, I mean, you don't want them getting off on other dudes when you got... Because you don't have that much time for them. You've only got 1/12 of your time when you got 12, so you've got to keep that power.
Yeah.
And if they're laughing at some cab driver's joke, I mean, who knows what's going to happen next? She wants to talk to the cab driver. He's got all the time in the fucking world. You've got 12 of them. You got concerts to do. You can't have her laughing at some cab driver's joke. The doorman's joke.
No.
That's bullshit.
Poor man's joke.
The one that I'm thinking is got to be coming up on the, you know, here we've got the R. Kelly documentary. We've got the Michael Jackson documentary. When is the Jeff Epstein media
never.
Spotlight?
Never.
Will it never really happen?
No, he's got too many rich and powerful friends.
That what? And most of America, when you say that name, they don't know who the hell
I know,
he is.
But they could inform us who he is. And, you know, the spotlight has been so effective with Jackson and with R. Kelly. This guy, I mean, the fact that he knows so many powerful people, in my opinion, makes him more interesting.
Yeah, but you produce a documentary on Jeffrey Epstein, and people aren't going to watch it.
Hell, I'd watch it.
Well, we would.
He has no top 10 hits.
Yeah.
I know. That's kind of what I wondered, but... This guy is as bad as anybody.
Dance.
I mean, Larry Nassar got everybody's attention. He's just a fucking trainer.
Yeah, but he
this
didn't
guy's an advisor to billionaires.
You have rich people to keep it quiet, like Epstein.
He didn't, though. A lot of
a lot of it
spilled out. So,
I just think that the story there is okay. What power was brought down on that prosecutor? Who you know, this guy was molesting multiple. Teenagers a day. They came in the morning, the middle of the day, the afternoon, sometimes at night. He was paying girls a couple $100 to come and give him a massage, which of course meant a blowjob eventually or even sex. Mm. The girls were 13 to 16. Then he gave them finder's fee to bring other cute friends who were the same age. So he had this, I mean, according to the description, and you know, they talked to housekeepers and all kinds, they said these girls were coming over at all hours for a long time. I mean, it was probably hundreds of girls. They had a couple dozen who were going to testify when they cut this ridiculous deal where he got to be on work release for, I think it was 18 months. He was there at night, or was he there during the day? And then he went home at night. It was preposterous. And then after 12 months, they said, good behavior. See you. And they moved the adjudication from where it was to another city. And with the message, and I think there's an email that somebody had printed out that said, None of the victims will know that this is taking place. They won't get to testify at the sentencing. They can't complain about the deal. So this will work out great. From the prosecution.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody got to them. Who got to them? Who put pressure on them? Prosecutors don't do favors like that. Not to child molesters.
Well,
and this guy was
against?
A terror. He was a monster.
Who are his friends against besides Bill Clinton?
Bill Clinton. Trump. He knew Trump.
Well, the prosecutor's what? The Secretary of Commerce now.
Yeah, the prosecutor is powerful also. But, you know, he Bill Clinton took 26, borrowed his private jet 26 times. And that's that crazy flight with Clinton, Jeffrey Epstein, Chris Tucker, and Kevin Spacey. What? Oh, I mean, if nothing else, shouldn't the media want to know what the fuck was that all about?
Yeah. There was a news story. Yeah, so a lot of these are still sealed, too, a lot of the court documents. They're slowly becoming unsealed. And one of them was that, you know, his lawyer is Alan Dershowitz?
Dershowitz. Yeah. Alan Dershowitz is caught up in this, too.
It's like he not only just represented him, but he partook in the sex ring.
Yeah, which also ended up under seal. But there were at least two girls who said, yeah, I was 15 or 16, and Alan Dershowitz abused me.
Prince Andrew, too. I don't know what power Prince Andrew has.
Oh, yeah, Prince Andrew. Where did Prince Andrew come from?
You know what's funny? That's what really – didn't that really kind of blow it up first, Prince Andrew?
Really?
You know, I think so.
I'm talking like 5 years ago when it was first when it was.
You know,
I remember
hearing something about Prince Andrew, but it just wasn't like, who cares about Prince Andrew?
What exactly. But is that because the British tabloids didn't give a shit because he has no power over there, but he has tons of money and political power over here?
I don't know. It seems like the British tabloids would care about anyone in the royal family.
No, that's what I mean. They're the ones that reported it. But we didn't hear about the other connections until after the Prince Andrew part was announced.
So he was the weak link that triggered
Because he had a connection to, you know, England where they didn't care. They don't care about the power of Clinton or Alan Dershowitz or Chris Tucker.
Bill Clinton. Really don't care about Chris Tucker.
What was going on in that flight? Where were they? What were they doing? Did they hang out when they got there?
No, because they all have interest in different things.
What is Chris Tucker's?
What is Chris?
Is he molested
Tucker
by
doing?
Jackson? By the way, because he loves Michael Jackson.
I know there was something weird there.
Yeah.
Is he still doing stuff?
Google search is Chris Tucker still alive?
No one knows.
I never liked him. I never found anything he did of any interest.
No.
Well, they are making a Rush Hour 4.
Is Chan involved?
Yes.
He is?
Chan.
But Chan's going to be like 90 now.
Oh, he still does all those crazy stunts, though.
Fake!
And his kid is where again?
Oh, his daughter.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right.
Is his lesbian daughter in the news at all? Do we need to cover anything there?
She's been pretty quiet.
Daughter. Isn't she homeless, too?
No doubt.
Jackie Chan's daughter, who is a lesbian?
Yeah.
Chris Tucker, it seems like some of these people, it just seems like they disappear. It's like they become invisible.
What kind of woman would tear down a dad?
Mother Nature's been punishing
Jackie Chan and his daughter.
All of us this winter, but our friends at Zot Dodge Ram want to ease your pain and suffering. During Ram Truck Month, Zot Dodge Ram is offering new 19 four-door Ram truck. Or Dodge, I'm sorry, 19 four-door Ram 1500 4x4s at $99 a month. You heard right, $99 a month. That's cheaper than almost everything in my life. Plus, if you don't have a 4x4, that's what you'll be doing, sitting at home watching TV. So go see our friends at Zot Dodge Ram today. They don't have Maz, but they have Stephanie. She's getting a lot of props in these commercials, that's for sure. There must be something going on there. Visit Stephanie or give her a call. Get yourself a new Ram for $99 a month, only from your friends at dealsinthed.com. And our friends at Adam, they've been doing it since 1988. I was trying to think, what else was going on in 1988? Was that Iran-Contra? Who was winning hockey that year? Who were the NBA champs? Did we determine it was the Lakers? Pistons, wait.
No,
oh,
Pistons
yeah, Lakers
lost
beat the Pistons,
the Lakers.
That's right. In seven games. That was the incredible Isaiah Game 6.
Yep, the Wings lost to Edmonton. That's the Goose Looney.
Yep.
Mm. Of course, baseball was the Dodgers. And
Gas was $1.67.
Earl Hershiser. Anyway, Adam's been going at it since 1988, representing men.
Dukakis rode that tank.
Oh, God, that was funny.
Right?
That was the end. That was the end. You look too stupid in a helmet to make you president. So.
That is the danger of being a dope.
I know.
To try to
somebody
get votes.
You should have nixed it. Your organization is weak.
Elizabeth Warren, can you please look at what happened?
Heading home at the end of a long work day should feel good, but for men with a failing marriage, it can be very stressful and make you want to stay at work. Maybe it's time to call Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. There are advantages to being the spouse to file for divorce first. If divorce is a possibility or it's a reality, get divorced on your own terms. Get help from Adam, aggressive, diligent, uncompromising representation for men facing divorce since 1988. Call Adam at 248-284-4280. That's 248-284-4280.
My ex-wife is destroying my name.
For Adam. Yeah, he should have gone to Adam.
Tyson beat Holmes.
Oh, Rain Man was at the movies.
Oh, Tyson. How bad did Tyson beat Holmes? I'm trying to remember that fight. I forgot that Holmes lost a fight because he was undefeated.
Where'd it go? I was just reading it. God damn it.
Every time I think of Larry Holmes, I just remember seeing, I got $99 million in the bank.
Did he go to Bank of America?
I don't know. That seemed like someone who would want to look at their money. Oh. I don't blame people for wanting to look at their money. I mean, it's just a thing on a piece of paper. Let me look at my money.
You don't have to go
to the bank. I want to see my money.
You don't have to go to the bank to do it either.
Let's just see.
Oh, you know what else happened in 88?
What?
Jimmy the Greek Snyder lost his job.
Yeah, boy.
Oops. Oops.
The black athlete works harder than the white athlete. It was the white athletes that should have been pissed about that.
Bred to be the better athlete because this goes back all the way to the Civil War when during the slave trading, the slave owner would breed his big black to his big woman so that he could have a big black kid. See?
In Washington today, the local NBC television station interviewed people about the state of race relations on this Martin Luther King's birthday.
Jimmy the Greek Snyder is in hot water tonight some remarks he made today about black athletes.
Well, they've got everything. If they take over coaching like everybody wants them to, there's not going to be anything left for the white people. The black is a better athlete to begin with because he's been bred to be that way because of his high thighs. And I don't want this on. There isn't much left for the white guys.
Oh, my God.
Say a great
1988.
I was telling them.
What?
How superior the black athlete is over the white one. And for the reasons that he's the black tries harder.
What?
He has made a big mistake. But then all of us do. And we have to, at some point in time, and people sure contrite heart, to give, to redeem, and to move on.
Well, wait a minute. That was uncharacteristic of Jesse Jackson to be so sympathetic.
Well, he said the black was better, though. He said he tries harder. So maybe he was sympathetic.
That first explanation of breeding and stuff like that, you could tell partway in he was, like, in trouble and he knew it.
Yeah, I think he wanted the camera to not be on.
My colleague Jimmy the Greek made some regrettable and offensive remarks for which he has apologized. Yesterday, CBS issued a statement disassociating itself from those remarks. It goes without saying that his comments do not reflect in any way the thinking or attitudes of the rest of us here at CBS.
Okay, second out of nine.
That's what I was just looking for. Boy, Musburger's changed a lot.
Well,
okay, second down and nine.
That was a good game.
He'd probably back him today.
That was 88 that he said something like that?
Yeah.
My God.
I know. Oh, boy.
He always gets mashed together with Al Campanis. Is it Campanis?
Yeah.
I'll kill you.
On Nightline.
Al Kakaris!
Al Campanis come to the radio station?
They lack the buoyancy.
Yes, he was the Dodgers general manager, and he said that blacks weren't ready to be managers, that they, just like they can't swim, they lack the buoyancy.
What?
But he said, just said blacks couldn't manage people well, I think. And Ted Koppel said, well, you want to walk that back. I don't think you meant to say what you said. And he said, lack the buoyancy, and I can't manage people.
Wait a minute. There's physics involved with all of that.
I know. It was pretty wacky. So that was the end of Al Campanis.
Bye-bye.
And nobody ever heard from him again.
I never heard of him again.
I mean, he could still be alive. It'd be amazing if he was. I doubt he is, but you never know.
So
why is it that there are no black managers, no black general managers, no black owners?
Well, Mr. Koppel, there have been some black managers. But
first off, there's another guy on the panel with him, and it's almost like Al's like, I'll take this one. Let me handle this Roger Kahn. Oh, boy, Roger Kahn's probably like, whew, Lord knows.
Managers, no black general managers, no black owners.
Well, Mr. Koppel, there have been some black managers, but I really can't answer that question directly. The only thing I can say is that you have to pay your dues when you become a manager. Generally, you have to go to minor leagues. There's not very much pay involved. And some of the better-known black players have been able to get into other fields and make a pretty good living in that way.
Yeah, but you know in your heart of hearts, and we're going to take a break for a commercial, you know that that's a lot of baloney. I mean, there are a lot of black players. There are a lot of great black baseball men who would dearly love to be in managerial positions. And I guess what I'm really asking you is to, you know, peel it away a little bit. Just tell me, why do you think it is? Is there still that much prejudice in baseball today?
Walked him into that
bear
trap.
No, I don't believe it's prejudice. I truly believe that they may not have some of the necessities to be, let's say, a field manager or perhaps a general manager.
You really believe that?
What a fathead.
Well,
but they can play the game.
I don't say that they're all of them, but they certainly are short. How many quarterbacks do you have? How many pitchers do you have that are black? It's same
thing. Yeah, but I mean, you know, I got to tell you, that sounds like the same kind of garbage we were hearing 40 years ago about players when they were saying, not really cut out. You remember the days, you know, hit a black football player in the knees and, you know, no. That really sounds like garbage if you forget to say so.
It's not garbage, Mr. Koppel, because I played on a.
That would split screen with Campanis and this Roger Kahn or whoever's on there with him.
Uh-huh.
And that guy's just smirking because I think he knows Campanis is just digging a hole.
He knows it's Al's last day.
Yes. And then the backfield at NYU with a fullback who was black, never knew the difference of whether he was black or white. We were teammates. So it just
until
might
we got
be
the showers. Am I right, Roger?
Why are black men or black people not good swimmers?
Oh,
because they don't have the buoyancy.
Oh, it may just be that they don't have access to all the country clubs and the pools.
Oh, that was the end of Campanis.
Ow.
See ya!
Chris Bye-bye. Tucker?
Yeah, what's he up to?
Well, he is doing Rush Hour.
Still stuck in the world in the 1988 world, though.
He dropped out of acting for a while. Just he got kind of big. Everything got
he got huge?
Got a little big.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so he just, you know, sort of vanished for a while.
I'm surprised that he has not made comment on Jackson.
He was in Silver Linings Playbook, though, remember, with Bradley Cooper?
Oh, God.
Why do you hate Bradley Cooper so much?
Because
he's so intense.
For two of his projects, The Elephant Man, which was utterly ridiculous.
Oh, I didn't see that.
How serious he took that.
Mm-hmm.
And then and this new one, I don't like how affected he is by his own greatness and his own work. How much he affects Lady Gaga.
But he was one out of 100 people who really saw.
I know.
What was so good?
Nobody
about Lady
likes Lady Gaga. No one thought she was worth a shit.
Yeah, because she was in a room and there was 100 people, and he was the only one who believed in her.
Am I going to get any thanks for listening to the podcast for asking if that Eddie Vedder stuff has come up?
It has not come up on the podcast.
How he was modeled?
But thanks for listening to the podcast to know that it had not come up. He walked right into that one.
Are you talking about the music that he's
Campanist
been,
me.
He's been covering A Star Is Born?
Yeah, song? That he was the model, that Vedman was the model for the, what is that guy's name? I don't know. I watched the
Bradley?
Whole damn thing and I don't even know what his name was. Jack
if he
what?
Was the model for that?
Yeah.
Then that's a terrible acting job by Bradley.
Because, you know, sort of the hair and the voice.
Well, then why couldn't Eddie Vedder sing it with her? She said only Bradley could.
Vedman supposedly was. Here he is.
I don't think he plays the popular song, though.
Oh, well. Colin cares? Maybe it's time to let the old way start. Is the crowd pretending they know it? Maybe it's time. Don't you hate that when you're at a concert and the crowd knows the song and then you have to pretend like you know it too?
Yes.
Oh yeah, I love this song. Never heard it, but I love it. Maybe it's time to let the old way start. Well, that suck. ML put a, we did a new podcast last night. It's available, by the way, ML Soul of Detroit.
Ooh, nice.
Download it wherever you can download a podcast. But in the middle of it, we're talking about WLLZ.
Awesome.
We're talking about different things, and he revealed he hates Pearl Jam.
Whoa, why?
I don't know.
What's to hate?
He claims he sings like this, and he thinks every song sounds the same, which could not be further from the truth.
Oh.
I was very hurt by his comments, and I accused him of not liking Pearl Jam because they're too popular. I'm like, you don't like them because they're too popular, and he claims that's not it. But I don't know. He also said he doesn't really like Zeppelin, which blew my mind.
How can you not like Zeppelin?
I don't know. But he likes a lot of other rock because we're talking about the Beatles. We're talking about, and he loves New Wave. I mean, that's a theme running through the podcast.
He and Drew can do Drew Wave together.
I know. I told him.
WLLZ.
I know. That's got a great. It's got a, do they know about that yet?
They will soon.
You knock it off, Brandon. I'm surprised that someone hasn't approached Drew about doing a New Wave, a Drew Wave hour on the
weekends. Well, now we are. Now we all are gonna. Now they'll know.
We're these jokers. This is pretty sweet, man. I won't get bummed out.
Are they playing along too, Eddie?
No, that guy's really singing it.
Yeah, they're playing.
He really looks the role too. He's got a polo shirt on and dress pants. I think that drummer's getting off on himself keeping that beat. You got a little cocky beat going.
I don't hear.
But then again, you know.
I mean, I get it. A lot of people don't like that type. I mean, that's a Scott Stapp thing, you know, the same thing.
Oh, you knock it off. Not even close.
Wait. You're a Scott Stapp lover?
Me? No, I don't like him being compared to. I don't like him being compared to Eddie.
I see what you're saying. But I thought you guys used to play. I know you guys used to do the name that Eddie Vedder. It was like a contest you would do with the listeners like years and years ago, where you would just pull random Eddie Vedder clips and say, "What is he saying?"
Oh, right. But see, that's when he did Vedman Radio.
What is that? What is that lyric?
Don't get me wrong. Nobody likes when Eddie talks. There's no bigger bummer at a show than
that's
when
that's why he, yeah.
You know, pontificates. I am a donut. There's a prime example. When he just starts rambling about stuff, it's like, all right, can you just play a fucking song?
Because he's so deep.
I don't know, is he that really that deep? I think he wants people to think he's really that deep.
When I'm in a venue, I usually can't hear any of what someone's saying from the stage, you know, because
I just thought I just can't hear.
If it doesn't have music going, then I can't hear what it.
I know. I almost have to know what the words are.
Yeah, true.
Can they put closed captions up on the big screens? So you know what they're saying?
I'd like to see you play a concert sometime.
I don't know.
Hey, the Shkreli thing you were talking about?
Yes.
Rolling Stone took the liberty of just excerpting the whole thing from the Wall Street Journal, which locked us out.
Yeah. No one wants to subscribe to the Wall Street Journal.
Well, they won't let us even read one thing, so how do we know if anything there is good?
It's not.
To read.
So Brandon was acting like he reads the Wall Street Journal all the time.
Oh, I know.
He's not acting like
that. Yeah, sure. You're like, I'm already locked out. And I said, locked out? It's the 7th of the month.
You only get 2 free ones.
You get 0 free ones from Wall Street Journal.
Well, it used to be you would get 10 free ones from Washington Post, and now I can never get in there.
Fucking
they've got
Bezos.
My number. They're just like, no, she can't get in.
The best is the Times, because that you can just copy into the address into a private window.
Oh, right.
Pops right up.
Yeah,
Bezos has a firewall.
Well, I feel like the Times wants their stories to get out there as opposed to the other ones.
Yeah, but they all need money.
They care about money.
Martin Shkreli, though, obviously he's the pharma bro who raised the prices to the AIDS medication, 3,000%? I don't know. He's like the real life super villain.
And then what
about the Wu-Tang? The only pressing of one Wu-Tang album.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now there's a bunch of information kind of coming out about his prison life because he's currently behind bars. He's got a bunch of friends. What are their names? Crispy and D Block.
Yeah, or his BFFs.
I'm pretty sure his nickname in prison is just quote unquote like asshole. Seriously.
Wait, what? That's his nickname?
I thought I read that in the four sentences they gave me before they blocked me out of their damn website.
So it's universal. Everyone knows.
Yes. He has made prison friends, including Crispy and D-Block.
Well, he's still running his company from prison.
Some of whom affectionately call him asshole.
Oh. Aww.
Great guy.
Come on, asshole. Go find some cigarettes, asshole. But yes, he's running this company.
Such a dick.
I hope they're up in there.
Via a smartphone. I don't know how he has a smartphone behind bars.
Oh, he got it from
it's in his asshole.
Butt. Yeah.
He was something special.
And he's currently running the company. He is hoping to be released from prison a billionaire. And you know what? This dick's probably going to do it.
Does he still have a ton of money?
Yeah. He's got.
He does?
Well, he's handling the day-to-day.
He doesn't have a fine or anything?
I don't know, probably
6 to 7 business days to clear. Does that make sense?
He had a net worth of $70 million 2 years ago.
He actually fired somebody in the company from jail, too.
And now they believe he's somewhere in the 20s.
Well, why would that guy quit? That guy's in jail.
Oh, he's in a $75,000 fine. That's nothing for him, for Shkrell.
How long's he in jail for?
3-4 years, right?
He had a 7-year prison sentence. She's been in for what, two years now? A year and a half?
Sucker.
What about the Wu-Tang Clan?
Yeah, I know. He bought the only pressed album for what, $2 million?
Yeah, but didn't they get it back? Didn't that just recently?
I heard other people have heard it.
What? Who?
I don't know. I just heard that. It's crazy.
Yeah, he probably plays it for him so he can get off.
Wu-Tang!
In prison?
Well, no, before he went to prison.
On some scratchy record player?
What an asshole. Hand over that album, Shkreli.
So does anyone care that this is going on?
What, that he's running his company?
Yeah.
No.
Shouldn't there be some oversight of this going on?
Just saying.
A pharmaceutical industry being run by a convicted felon?
I never understood how White Boy Rick could run the stolen car ring from prison. Like, what? Wait, so how does he do that?
Yeah, it's a stolen car ring, though. This is a legitimate pharmaceutical company.
It seems to me that's not very good prison if you can just continue doubling your net worth.
Well, the Rick thing seemed to be, he put a couple people in contact with each other. I think it was like his sister with a guy that he knew or something like that.
Can somebody just start wrapping prisons in like aluminum foil so they can't get cell signals out? Why are they able to get online and make phone calls?
Have great Wi-Fi in prison.
How can you not get a signal from Southfield sometimes? But you can get a
from this. We can't
run a company from prison.
We cannot get a cell signal from this basement, and yet he can run a multi-million-dollar company from his butt in prison.
I don't really understand. Butt phone.
By the way, every time I see prison
genius.
Exactly.
Maybe that's why he's worth so much.
You know, you see these 8x8 rooms with the bars and the crummy bunk and the sink,
right?
And
tiny little TV
and the shitter
and a hot plate.
I feel like there should be no club fed. Everyone should go in there. Martha Stewart should be in there. Not that she should be in there now, but I mean, when she went to prison, she should have been there. She should have had to take a shit in front of the guards. And the guards should gather around when she does it.
You ever have moments in your life when you see a cell like that and you go, oh, this looks kind of peaceful?
No.
What? No?
No.
I don't know. I thought,
oh,
I mean,
no one's going to bother you.
No one can really bother you. You can do whatever you want.
Everything's right there. Everything you need.
I mean, if you had cable and a cell phone and a computer and you could run a company from there, it wouldn't be so bad.
It really hit me when I was watching.
Three squares.
You can work out.
I was watching Escape from Dannemora. I'm sitting there going,
you'd be forced to go outside for an hour, too.
Those two guys had a pretty nice setup. Why did they escape?
It didn't get laid all the time.
They got laid?
It didn't look very neat and tidy. It wasn't cool looking. See, my bedroom has to be cool looking.
Sweat had all his, was it sweat? No, Dick Matt had all his paints, and that guy was bringing him booze.
All right,
maybe you talked me into it.
Think about it. No one there to bother you, Trudy. You don't have to pay rent.
Yeah.
I just don't get why certain people get club fed. Fuck club fed.
Well, there is the penis, though, Mark.
Well, no, he was by himself.
Well, Martin Shkreli should be boo-fooed like everybody else.
Wasn't by himself all the time.
What happens to women, though? I mean, how do they...
Lots of face-sitting.
Yeah, I've seen Orange is
the
New
Black. There does seem to be a lot of lesbo action in prison.
I don't watch Orange is the New Black.
It sounds like there is. A lot of, like,
forced
lesbo action that people like.
Oh, so they're into
it. They just go, well, I think women are more open to it.
Scissor. Yeah, scissor me, Allison.
Janet, you're crazy.
Oh, this is hot scissoring.
Prison scissoring.
Yeah, scissor me timbers.
There's no dudes around. Nice. So, you know, women's bodies are artsy. And
artsy.
Hey, by the way, speaking of South Park with that drop there, one of the South Park guys is getting a divorce.
Yeah, Trey Parker. Yeah.
Trey, right.
It's the second
from
one.
From his wife.
Bummer.
He's got a prenup, though.
Boogie?
Yeah,
what's
I think her name? Name is Booger or something like that.
Booger?
Boogie.
She hot?
Yeah, she's hot. She's yeah, hot. And they have the daughter together who voices. Is on the show quite a bit. She voices Ike and some other kids and stuff.
She has to say some pretty amazing things. For a little kid, I mean, it's like...
How old is that kid? How old is that kid?
She started when she was really young, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Like
there's
or
great
six.
Video of it online.
Eh. That's sad. I don't like anything bad to happen in South Park. You
You're
know?
Right, though.
No.
He's got the prenup, so... Here's a little girl.
Not by the hair on my...
She has a mic.
You're a little scared. You know what? This is what Daddy does all the time. And I go like this. Hey, you guys! Can you do that?
I think I'm going to get a little bigger.
You need to get a little bigger?
Yeah.
Kids don't like to repeat what you ask them to repeat.
How's the podcast with Charlotte?
Oh, Betty, what's your favorite hamburger?
I'm not going to eat a hamburger.
No, hamburger.
What's your favorite place to eat a hamburger?
Fuckers.
Say, I love Fuddruckers.
I love fuckers.
Whoa. you can hear
come
her.
Come up huge in a custody war.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bummer.
But wasn't she there, too?
Yeah, she was.
See? Now we're going to try this one. Suck my balls.
Suck my balls.
Oh, how adorable.
Yeah.
You know what I was going to bring up? Because I've been, it's funny, I've been paying attention to radio this week, which is weird, but because...
Oh, poor Trudy was just getting up to go, and now she heard...
I can hold that thought.
No, go ahead.
You can ditch. How long was I gone, by the way?
I felt like forever. No.
Yeah. We had three subjects worth.
Where were
45
you?
Where'd
you
minutes.
7-Eleven.
I felt like
it. Oh, my God, you did?
I was fast. I went fast.
What were you doing?
Wow.
Rubbing one out? What were you talking about right before that? Al Campanis turned you on? The
point,
the lack of buoyancy of black people?
Yeah, we finished Campanis, moved on to Chris Tucker and Shkreli, and what else?
I don't even
oh,
know.
Oh, there was some Eddie Vedder bashing.
Oh, Vedman.
Oh, I know. Yeah, dicks.
Right. Well, I was just going to say, because I was listening to your shift today.
Thank
and
you.
You played.
I thanked you, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank
oh,
you
we did mention
me.
While you were gone, we were wondering if there
Trita
was any,
shout outs.
There's any movement on the Drew Wave Hour.
Yeah.
Not at all.
What? What ML?
Not that I know of.
ML wants to do one with you.
I don't think there's any interest. Well, I don't. You know, it's funny. That's kind of what got me on the subject I was thinking of, which is what bands are not played. I'm just putting the three rock stations in a box. Mm-hmm. You know, OMC, I guess, pulls from, is there some sharing, I suppose?
Yeah, they have a little crossover rock.
But they're not really rock. I mean,
no, but they play Poison and...
Do they play Led Zeppelin? Journey. Do they play AC/DC?
No. Maybe AC/DC. I've got to... I forgot.
Oh, you've worked on a lot of signals in this town.
I have.
Jeez. I was trying to think of, because I hear so much similarity. I was actually going between stations, because I'm very curious about 106.7 and how it'll do. And I
Thank
think
you.
It's doing really well.
Yeah.
And they're advertisers, so...
People I mean, are digging it.
There's all the reason in the world for me to root for them. Mm-hmm. But I was listening. You played Guns N' Roses, Live and Let Die. You played Tom Petty. You Don't Know How It Feels. And it was a nice role there for a while.
Right.
And it is truly classic rock for a new generation, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that is a hole.
Yeah.
There's a hole for that because CSX and Riff are very, and having been in that building, I know how that is. When you want to play this artist, you go, it's CSX artist.
Yeah.
And CSX, you know, Riff doesn't want CSX playing certain people. It's not that artist.
Yeah.
So, you know, I never liked that. I always thought, that's kind of bullshit. I don't like that you know, I'm from the old school where we all hated each other and you wanted to kill everybody. And the idea that you would root for another station in your format.
There's
the building,
no
like,
symbiotic relationship happening.
Right. And Mike Clark always complained that, oh, we make all this money riff and they run TV commercials at CSX. And then we had no commercials. We had no billboards. CSX is just running marketing out the wazoo and we're beating them by, you know, I don't know how much, a lot. And Mike always felt that they were taking our money. Oh. And I, whether that's true or not, I have no idea, but it was fun to listen to. So anyway, I'm actually doing this. I'm listening to you, and then I'm going, I wonder what they're playing. And I'm going to CSX, and I'm coming back. And
who's winning? The who's winning game?
Yeah, I was kind of doing the who's winning game, and LLZ was winning. And it was... I feel like there's a lot of artists in the rock format who are favored in this town because they got played at the time, you know. They and other artists who were sort of ignored,
right,
for whatever reason. Maybe they didn't test well. I don't know, but I know when, you know, the Police is a band I think about a lot because, gee, when they played, they sold out. When they reunited in 2007, it was the biggest tour of the year, wasn't it? That was a huge tour.
Yeah,
it was huge.
And Sting all by himself.
Sting all by himself was big, exactly. Yeah. So, who plays the Police?
Oh, we do.
How many songs?
Well, I played a couple on my shifts. Yeah. I'm only four deep in the
Roxanne.
I think
So Lonely.
So Lonely, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I will suggest
that's a great
that.
Track.
It is a good song.
When the World is Running Down.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. You know what? I don't know. It's kind of a poppy song, but I like do-do-do-da-da-da-da, maybe because that's such a great intro to talk over. And you guys do talk over intros.
I'm a police officer.
Yeah. I know. I love that.
There's Outland. Wait, is it Outlands de Amor, or what is that? It's the record with, Don't Stand So Close to Me?
Yeah.
That's great. This is a great intro. I didn't like the reggae Police, but I liked the rock Police, the kind of new wavy Police.
Yeah.
I didn't like it when they got totally reggae, like Walking on the Moon.
I kind of like that stuff too, though. I mean,
it's not bad.
That was. I mean, I went Bowling Green State University era.
Absolutely. No, they were huge when we were in college. Huge, 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 huge. You only got bigger.
Yeah. Zenyatta Mandata.
Zenyatta Mandata. Absolutely.
Album name.
This was the track one on side two.
Right.
For people that know what two sides are.
Talking Heads, I'm not sure yet, but I'm going to try to weasel that in.
I don't feel like anyone...
I heard of Talking Heads.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Burning Down the House. Yeah, Mark texted me and said, I heard Talking Heads on LLC.
Oh, that's cool. All right.
I texted back and I said, Burning Down the House. Right. And Mark said, yeah.
But baby steps, right?
No. Okay. It's better than evolving. No Talking Heads. But, you know, I want to hear Psycho Killer. I want to hear... What's wrong with Once in a Lifetime?
Nothing.
It's the coolest video possibly ever. Then you've got Life During Wartime.
Yeah, that really.
Wild Wild Life. The later ones that last album.
Wild Wild Life. Then how it ends.
Yeah. It's a cool song. It was in that movie. The video. Remember with all the people taking turns singing the John Goodman movie. What movie was that?
Is it a movie?
Well, let's see if I bring up the Wild Wild Life video.
Okay.
Oh, there's Sting with all his hair. That's awesome.
Yeah, I know the Police. They were so adorable.
So cute.
There it is. Are you looking at the video?
No.
Oh, yeah, you pointed that out. People have to watch a video for it to be successful.
I know. I was looking at, I was thinking, okay, of these old bands, who gets lots of streams? Because that tells you, like, younger people like them.
Right.
And I was really disappointed in one that I looked up that had a lot of streams. I think it might have been Whitesnake. I'm not a Whitesnake fan.
I know.
But apparently, you know, if people like it, you know, what are you going to say?
Sure. Well, you know, isn't it true, though, that there are sects of rock lovers? Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
It was in Cool Runnings.
It's another movie.
It was used in trailers for Brother Bear, Over the Hedge, and Zookeeper.
Oh, Zookeeper?
That was it.
Wait.
It's a cool video.
What movie am I thinking of?
I don't know.
But aren't there sects of, like, if there's a pie chart, there are sects of music lovers and there are people who, you know, kind of tilt more towards this sort of the new wave type. And then
yeah,
there are people who are, like,
and I
rock,
think the feeling
and
is
grunge and
blue collar Detroit likes those dirgy rock bands.
Yeah, but we had a lot of, well, the Police were pretty much made here, right? When they came to Detroit, wasn't that a huge stop for them back in the day when they were trying to break them? I remember somebody telling me that.
Detroit's always been big on new bands, I think. I mean, Kiss is always thought of as Detroit. Jay Giles is always thought of as Detroit.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of bands like that. I don't know about the Police because I wasn't here, but I mean, it's not just the Police. I think Detroit rock stations have a thing about arty rock bands. Like, that's a no-no. Like, even U2.
Rush? Was that arty? That was a prog rock.
They're
band.
More prog rock, I think. And I think Rush is... I really did not appreciate Rush till I lived here because Rush gets a lot of play in Detroit. And Rush is a lot cooler than I ever...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's really weird that an old band would grow on you over time. I watched their documentary and it opened my mind. I just thought... First of all, I like the two guys. Yeah. Neil Peart, not so much. Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson.
Yeah.
They're both really cool, down-to-earth guys. And I don't know. I think I listened to them with a more open ear after I saw that. I always kind of liked Tom Sawyer.
Me too. And everybody's like, oh, that's the hit. You know, like you're uncool if you listen to Tom Sawyer. But that's a good song.
I didn't know their music that much. But like U2 and Coldplay are good examples. I mean, U2 is maybe a little artsy, a little heavy. But U2, to me, in the last 20 years, maybe 30 years, is the biggest band in the world.
By far.
Their tours are gigantic. They come to Detroit, they sell out like a motherfucker. So why doesn't somebody play like 15 or 20 U2 songs?
There's a possibility.
I can name a lot of them. I Will Follow, New Year's Day, Sunday Bloody Sunday, With or Without You, Mysterious Ways, The Fly. Let's see, what's the one with the choir? One with the black women singing. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. When Love Comes to Town.
I love that. I was just trying to look that up. That's with not Buddy Guy, but B.B. King.
Yeah, we used to play the shit out of that WAAF. People love that song.
Hello, hello.
And then, you know, the later years, Beautiful Day and Stuck in a Moment. Stuck in a Moment, I think, the song after that. That was a great song.
I always like, no.
Yes, Bono, sir, we wish to inform you that your record for biggest crap has just been broken.
Did you like the song Numb?
Yeah, I did. I did like that song. That's Edge.
Singing?
That's the Edge singing! The video's kind of gross, but the song's cool. I think they did it on the Zoo TV tour.
Oh, that's right,
Yeah. I think it's called Numb.
Yeah, aren't people like rubbing their feet on his face and stuff?
Did your butt head?
Yes.
Yeah, get his mouth. Tie around his mouth. Yeah. Tie his jaw shut. That guy's fan. Excuse me, Edge. This really sucks. Maybe we shouldn't do this.
Oh, and then
the guy whispering in his ear in the video.
You don't stop singing. I'm gonna make out with you.
I'm gonna rub my chin all over your boobs.
Yeah.
I forgot one. The biggest U2 song ever, probably.
Oh yeah, of course.
Such a great song.
It's a great song.
Wait a minute.
But
this is cool.
Chicks are licking his face now.
Control, not to like, you know, do anything about that.
Yeah, but you can't see his hands.
Oh yeah.
God, I love Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah,
I'm so.
Kick him. Yeah, there you go.
Feet,
yeah,
feet
in
his face.
Mouth.
Yeah.
You guys should have some sweepers with Beavis and Butthead drops in them.
Oh yeah.
I've got so many ideas.
Where that chick put her feet.
Tell Tony I'm available for consulting.
I will. I'm totally here.
And Casey. Ready to consult.
Oh, for sure.
My musical ideas, I'm sure they would hate because it's probably all bands that don't test well.
I don't know
That's
about
why
that.
Why you need the Drew Wave Hour.
I think the idea is that it has more room for growth, though, because it has a broader playlist for different...
This isn't a company line you're spewing, is
no,
it?
No, I don't know what the company line is. I'm only 4 days into the company. People keep calling and say, can you do this? Can you do this? And I'm like, I'm new. I don't know what I can do.
I know. I get it. But
I figure out how to get email.
I feel like there's, and this is true in most radio markets. They're snobbery towards and in favor of certain bands. And Detroit is definitely likes that kind of grungy, dirgy rock.
Yeah.
And the arty rock, like REM, that's a big band.
It is.
It's a big band. Wouldn't you think they'd have more than The One I Love and The End of the World? Yeah. I mean, wouldn't you think there'd be some Radio Free Europe?
Well, after this podcast, I'm sure there will be.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Losing My Religion would be played. That could be played in almost any format. Shiny Happy People. Bangin' Blaine. Bangin' Blaine Tree. That was a great song.
Focus. Focus, asswipe. What's Bono's problem?
Bono?
Yeah, what's Boner's problem?
Dinner.
Black and white sucks.
Buffalo's just running across the screen.
Whoa, that's a big dog.
That's a buffalo, dumbass. They should shoot it. That would be cool.
Yeah, like that movie Dancing with Wolves.
One love, we get to share it. Leaves you, baby, don't care.
Ani.
Ani. Oni.
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 Is this like a quiz?
This is like school. Push a little baby to make him come up.
I still like you. I love when they make fun of YouTube. I love when people make fun of YouTube, but I still love the band. Mm-hmm. I still love the music. And I've never been to a YouTube show where I wasn't completely fucking sold out. So.
Are they paying? Is YouTube paying you?
No. No, they don't need me. Coldplay's another band. We used to argue about Coldplay at Riff.
Oh, yeah.
And Coldplay, I think they got some great songs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, going back and they haven't done much recently.
Yeah,
Brandon's not a Coldplay fan?
No.
Definitely not.
No.
What?
I'm not. Right. Sorry. I'm not sorry.
I got Pearl Jam for ML. I got to find Coldplay for you to like.
Cool.
Not bad.
How can anybody not like Pearl Jam?
I know. Blows my mind.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
No, I like Pearl Jam, but I can see the argument because I used to not like Pearl Jam for the longest time. I just couldn't get into it. I didn't like the voice. And then I think as I don't know, maybe started listening to music a little deeper. I don't know. I started to appreciate it.
You got so deep.
You were a headbanger.
Yeah.
The whole way, right?
I like the songs that aren't cool.
Has Detroit a little...
Detroit has a definite headbanger.
I definitely like...
Oh, yeah, rock on! Oh, yeah. Check out that violin. Yeah.
This is a song I play the drums on. My favorite song, but
sorry, everything has to be thrashing for you.
I don't know. To tell you the truth, Imagine Dragons sounds like Coldplay to me.
Really?
A little bit.
Coldplay was first.
Maybe this song.
And I don't like Imagine Dragons.
Nope. I've never heard of them.
And I think that Gwyneth Paltrow ruined it for me too.
That didn't help. That didn't help. But
let's name our
Chris Martin. Chris Martin is a great guy. I don't think it's
very likable.
Seems like a pretty good guy.
Yeah.
I mean, as music goes, I don't think I'm going to have to worry about him molesting a bunch of kids or teenage girls.
He'd be one of the biggest shocks.
But I mean,
the
40-year-old virgin did a whole bit about you're gay if you listen to it.
It was one line.
No, there's like 15.
Well, Coldplay, they're kind of a lightning rod.
Oh, big time, yeah.
Certainly more so than U2, because, you know, there's other cities you go to, and if you listen to radio, you'll hear tons of U2.
It must not test well.
That's what I've always heard.
That just has to be what it is.
And then you'll hear, we play 4 U2 songs, but they're like the biggest band in the world.
I don't understand testing at all. Have you ever been privy to a test?
No, I don't either.
Do they play a song and not identify who it is? Because maybe people would like it.
If they
and
don't
then,
know.
Yeah, if yeah. they don't know. And
they don't even need to do, like, a company like iHeart doesn't even need to do it anymore because they have their app where people will stream music.
Oh, that's
so they
true.
Get to see what they're listening for anyway.
My favorite music testing story is when I was at the station in Roanoke and they found out that there was like 6 girls and 2 guys and they did call outs every night.
Yeah.
And they spent a significant amount of money for it. And And if they're getting drunk and stoned every night, and they were just filling it out, they were just filling out themselves.
Oh my God!
And the ratings went up.
Oh!
Yeah. And when they were all fired, and the new group came in, and they were supervised, the ratings went down.
Wah!
So they should have hired the eight of them. They should have hired the eight of them to pick the music.
Yeah,
those guys like to party.
And that actually made me reminds me of I had a thought process going home the other night that I think radio stations should be run by committee. Hmm. It shouldn't be just one
outsourcing.
Person. Well, no. I mean, you should have a group of people involved in the selection of
I think
tunes
Twitter
and stuff like
run
that, because that makes it varietal enough.
But
you always have one guy in charge of it, and then consultants who say whether you should or shouldn't. And
well, and the research and the focus groups, and I always get the the complaint that is so overwhelmingly. I mean, it's like. You hear it over and over and over. And I could tell you a lot of complaints about radio. But the biggest complaint is, play the same songs over and over and over. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm not sure if those are just the people that listen to radio more than anybody else, if those are the like the heavy users, or if those are the you know the people that give you a little bit of time every week, because you need all those people.
Right.
But it just seems that over the years, especially in the rock format, I just hear that complaint. There's so much great music. How come you only play? And it's no secret that CSX has a very thin playlist.
Yeah.
And I'm not just saying that because you're working at WLZ, but they always did. That was yeah, I remember when Riff and CSX were not owned by the same company. Remember those those promos we used to run of their program director at a convention? I'm like, we only play 300 songs, but nobody knows it because the way we rotate them. And it was... It was really nasty. And then they bought us.
I
was like, oh, bummer.
And we're like, how are we going to coexist in the same building?
I know. And somehow Greg Ausham stayed. And he was the one that got the... I mean, it was kind of brilliant, really. But radio used to do shit like that. And people were always trying to fuck with the competition. And now
everybody's friendly because we're all in the same building. Greg Ausham was very tenacious.
He was quite tenacious.
In the spirit of that old, you know, competition.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Where's Greg Ausham?
I don't know. I know he's programming something somewhere. But
he was tenacious as hell. Podell's very tenacious, too. Not in that brutal way.
He's pretty brutal, though. And it's, I mean, he's
I don't think he's sent
so him. Happy these days. Oh, my God, is he happy.
Well, yeah, he doesn't have to deal with programming.
Yeah, that's true.
So he just has to do his
be himself.
Hours. I don't blame him.
Yeah. Well, he actually is programming, though, my old station, 105.
Oh, the one you used to fly to.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
In Traverse City.
That was a tough
gig. Rock 95.5, yeah.
I flew in on a helicopter.
Trudy, we're an hour and 52 minutes into the show. It's Thursday. How exhausted are you?
I'm pretty burnt.
Are you?
Yeah, but not completely. I mean, I'm not losing it yet.
Maz did say he'd pitch in.
No, I'm still sleeping. Man. Hmm.
That's really nice. But then again,
he's so kind to offer his time, as he does in almost any circumstance.
Well, he offered to help substitute at the dealership, too.
Yeah, that's what
what
he said.
Shit, yeah.
Well, that's really nice.
At least you only have one job tomorrow.
Yes.
For Friday. So it's kind of, you're on the coast, you're on the roller coaster down.
Right, yep.
But the weekend will be very special, I imagine.
Power down, yeah, absolutely. Although St. Patrick's Day parade is Sunday. Yeah.
What? And Trudy, did you fail to say no again?
No, not yet.
Stay with us.
But is this a D thing?
Tracy and D hatched up that we were going to go down to...
Did you suspend your friendship with D for just 6 months while you get used to your new schedule? He's putting miles on you.
We were going to do, they have this big special St. Patrick's Day party Tracy does every year, and she's like trying to get us to go down there, and I'm like, oh my God.
Sounds exhausting.
You need to learn I'll teach you how to not have a social life. Just say no so many times that no one asks you anymore.
That's true.
Or they assume you'll say no. And so it's only special occasions when they really come after you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm working on it.
You guys didn't get into... Oh, I wanted to mention Emma Elric's podcast is available. Is podcast number 3 available?
Yeah. Yeah, we mentioned it when you were on your sabbatical upstairs at 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see his piece on Fox 2 last night?
I did. That was very interesting.
The behind-the-scenes story, and I hope I can convince him to talk about it.
on episode 4 was fascinating. Because he's had that story in the can for a while.
What?
Yeah. But they had to cross other T's, dot their I's.
And this is Bob Carmack?
Yeah, yes. Carmack is talking to Todd Flood, and he's suggesting that he wants something for something.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not really saying what he has. I think this is, ML said this was in November. Well, the video boards played in November. So is this after the boards played?
It was right after. That was my understanding from watching.
It was right after. Yes. Okay. So it sounded to me like they wanted to know what Bob Carmack was offering because they probably want to know what the fuck else he had.
Yep.
Because he was suggesting something.
It was very intriguing.
And also, it implied that they were implying or they were suggesting that maybe something could be worked out. But I don't know. It was a very interesting conversation between a lawyer and Bob Carmack.
Well, then you add ML talk to Duggan, and it's really kind of interesting about some of the things Duggan said. It's almost like they're trying to set Carmack up. But
Carmack recorded it. Carmack's the one who recorded it.
Sure. So I'm talking about Duggan's response to ML on that story last night, where he was talking about, well, let's see what he has. Does he want money? Let's hear it. It's almost like this weird kind of setup.
Well, I don't think anyone thought he wanted money. He's angry because they're saying he doesn't own a piece of property that he says he owns. How can this be so complicated?
No, but
he either owns it or he doesn't own it.
I took it as it seemed like there was kind of an extortion angle to it.
On Carmack's part?
Yeah, but then Duggan almost is like, yeah, let's see what he has, almost in the way to set him up.
Well, but he also may have had something else.
Yeah. Now, I haven't been able to listen.
I was suspicious on both ends, depending on which line of the story I was listening to.
Should we play it back?
Play it.
Now, the interesting thing, too, is I haven't been able to listen to it because we've been doing this, but Charlie from the No BS News Hour, that Charlie LaDuff guy.
Charlie LaDuff, another part of this exciting network.
Posted a special episode just right now where he has more Carmack tapes.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, so that's on his site, NoBSNewsHour.com.
We have a good legal department over here.
Yeah, everyone's an independent contractor. That's the good legal aspect of it. Let me pull it up. It was really kind of fun going along with the ride for ML trying to get this story out there.
You're on the morning show.
The morning one?
Yeah, it was on at 10 or so last night. I've really, as I was listening to it, and I know Carmack recorded it, right?
It was
Carmack. I'm really tired of this whole business of that it's recording? Just okay to record people and give it to anybody.
Well, I wonder if
like this
changed.
Cohen, this attorney that records all his, it's, what the fuck is that? Lawyers recording people?
I wonder if they'll ever change the one-party law. Now, you're not going to be able to understand.
This is being broadcast, and that's why it's complicated. I'm sure that's why ML had trouble. It was probably very difficult to get
it. He didn't do the recording.
No, I know he didn't. No, I understand that.
I'm not going to play this part because it is kind of hard to understand without the captions, don't you think?
Well, we could read what's being said.
Recording of Bob Carmack and attorney Todd Flood. Carmack provided
Todd
me with
Flood
copies of his
Mike
recordings.
Duggan.
The men sometimes
Correct.
Met in person, and Carmack says not every conversation was recorded. Carmack says
Carmack's
he turned
had a
to Flood
makeover
to try to cut
too.
A deal with Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan. The Flood Law Firm's motto is advice when it matters.
What do you think you have, and what do you want?
That's Todd Flood.
What do you think you have, and what do you want? That's
in
the
secret
where
recordings
setup.
And in an interview with me, Carmack never specifies what he
Todd
has
Todd Flood's
to bargain
been on
with.
No BS News, by the way.
Flood wouldn't
the
discuss the deals with
yes.
Carmack or the mayor, saying that while he never considered Carmack a client of his firm, it would be ethically inappropriate for me to disclose the substance of any private communication between us. Carmack turned to Flood more than a week after Carmack played video outside City Hall that he claims shows the mayor driving to meet a mistress. Carmack said at the time that he hoped showing the video would raise questions about the mayor's integrity and help Carmack improve his chances of winning his 3 lawsuits with
the
city.
The music's very
dramatic.
Duggan
important.
And his wife issued a statement the next morning saying their private lives are no one's business and that their marriage is strong. Now, for the first time, I'm revealing what happened next. A high-stakes chess match between the mayor and his nemesis.
So what do you think about our situation?
I think we can make something happen.
That's Todd.
He sounds like
make it happen on
David Wimp.
Potentially multiple.
Not really.
Sides, but it's all about how it's approached. You know, it's all about because you can't have it public.
What?
Because then you won't get anything, and then the gloves are off and the war is on.
In other words, don't make anything public, and we'll figure out what we're going to do here, what the exchange is.
I wanted to find a good attorney that knew how to resolve things with the city and that had a relationship with the city. So I know he's had a relationship with Mike Duggan for 10, 15 years.
We had multiple people reach out to people around me on behalf of CarMax, saying CarMax anxiously wanted to sit down, wanted to work this out. He felt bad, et cetera. And we declined those opportunities, and then a couple days later, Flood called.
The tapes reveal Flood faced many challenges, including figuring out whether there was a way to make a deal without breaking the law.
It's got to be something very skillfully, legally done.
You tell me what you think I should do. You're your lawyer, my lawyer.
Assess what you have. Assess what the value of it is. Ask yourself,
so Flood's repping car.
You know, what is the end game? What is your end goal? What do you want to have happen?
Hey, man, I just want this guy to leave me alone. You know? You know, I've been through enough. I don't want him come try to throw me out of the building that I own or you know, tear down this building like you did the other building. Or damn, you know what I mean. I don't want to be bothered. I just want to be paid for what I've been through. That's all.
If all you want is what you just said, this guy to leave you alone, that's easy.
But the conversation ended without CarMax telling Flood what he could take back to the mayor.
I'll talk to him. I just want to know what the I'm doing. You know, I can't. I mean, what if I don't want to be throwing darts at dartboards.
And Flood said, well, he says he wants to resolve this and make it go away. I said, what does he want? Flood says, well, I assume it's going to be money. I said, well, no way you're talking about city money. And Flood says, no, I'd have to find a legal way to do it, and maybe it would be personal money. I said, well, if CarMax wants to make a dollar demand, he ought to go ahead and make it. Tell me what he wants and who he wants to pay it, and make the offer. And that was basically the conversation.
The mayor says he assumed that CarMax wanted the city to drop its lawsuits against him, but he says he never knew just what CarMax had to bargain with. And at some point in the negotiations, Flood tells CarMax that Duggan will not use city money to make a deal.
He is 100% cannot, will not do anything with, you know, city, you know, because just the overtones of extortion.
I'm with you on that. I don't want to be part of nothing of that sort either.
CarMax says he started recording his conversations with Flood because the tone of their conversations made him concerned that the mayor may have been trying to set him up. CarMax says he began to wonder where Flood's loyalty lay.
I was protecting myself in the situation as I felt at this time.
Recording his own
he's
lawyer.
He's just trying to set me
what
up.
What the fuck does that mean?
To find out what I do have, what I don't have. I don't feel that he's working in the best interest of me.
Flood declined to address CarMax's suspicions about Flood's motives beyond noting in his statement to Fox 2 that he never had a substantive discussion with Mayor Duggan about any proposal relating to Mr. CarMax. For his part, Duggan says he was never really interested in playing Let's Make a Deal.
My attorney came back after having several law enforcement conversations. He said this, don't talk to CarMax, don't meet with CarMax. But if somebody approaches that you can get him to make a specific demand, that would be good evidence.
Did you ever seriously consider settling this privately?
No, of course not. But I would have liked to have gotten evidence that we could have shared along with the other evidence that we had gathered.
Even though each side's true motives were largely a mystery, talks broke down after a few days.
You think anything that we could work out on this situation?
No, probably not. I don't think so. I don't see it. I mean, what can we do? You know, he can't do anything with the city. You know.
The next morning, Duggan held a news conference.
I have today asked the state police to open an independent investigation
into the threats made.
Carmack now says Duggan's news conference confirmed his suspicions.
In case they were recording me, I was going to record them to make sure I had their conversations. Oh, there's no way that I tried to extort anybody.
The mayor doesn't see it that way, and he says he's prepared for whatever comes next.
Is there any scenario where Mike Duggan says, you know what, that's fair, let's conclude this, let's keep this quiet, let's move on and run the city?
I would not have gone to law enforcement if that's what I wanted to do.
All of which leaves one question still unanswered. What, if anything, does Carmack have?
Did you ever tell them what you have?
Never.
What do you have?
I'd rather not talk about that. You know, I have a criminal case going on right now.
Okay, but I mean, do you have something that the mayor wouldn't want people to see?
I'd rather not talk about that right now because I've got a criminal case going on right now.
Well, you just said that.
Do you think he has anything?
I don't know, but that is extortion. I mean, if you're talking about some personal information he's going to withhold in order to gain something from the city... I don't understand this.
We're talking about three different. Pay me out of your own pocket, and I'll drop the city lawsuits.
We're talking about three buildings. How do we not know who owns these buildings? Why is it so hard to know whether he owns these buildings?
Detroit,
if he owned it
city,
and the city city knocked it over, then yeah, I suppose he does have a case of some kind. The other two, why is there a problem with selling buildings? Why don't we know who owns these buildings?
I don't understand.
Can anyone figure this out?
No, it's so beyond that now. It's so beyond.
No, I know it is, but that's the gist of the problem, is that he claims he owns buildings, and he says, no, you don't own those buildings, and we're going to knock this one down.
Someone
fuck you.
You
have to have a deed, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah,
you have to produce legal...
Or you have a mortgage, and you're paying the mortgage, and the bank has the deed. I don't know.
Are these, like, blighted... building? Like, I'm not sure. Are these...
Well, the city knocked one down, so I assume it was blighted.
Then didn't Carmack allegedly sell another building that he didn't own, according to the
city? Yes.
What?
How can anyone be arguing over that? Someone owns the building. That's usually not... It's usually not in dispute who owns something.
Oh, unless... that mystery.
Whatever. I know it's so... It's...
Use your common sense!
The great sleuth.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I don't know what the fuck he's got. It's interesting, though. The video boards were certainly interesting.
Yeah.
But if that didn't get him anywhere, I don't know what will.
Well, I know Charlie has more on his podcast.
Yeah. No BS News with Charlie LaDuff. And maybe someday No BS News will deal with, I got a note from a neighbor. Are you frustrated over continued power outages, particularly when houses on the south side of Blank Avenue have electricity? Yes!
Well, they know the
I'm
right
tired of it!
Are we sure this is from your neighbors or someone trolling you?
I don't think so. Well, it could be someone on the opposite side of the street.
Yeah.
I encourage you to file an informal complaint.
To that point, I was talking to Daryl across the street.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, yep, it used to be this side that always went out of power.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing.
Really?
You felt electricity in the air?
I think he was slightly gloating, so I asked him.
They gloat like hell over there. They just crank up more lights. When we lose ours, they turn them all on.
Just turn a giant
the porch lights on.
Giant spotlight on your house. And if you complain about the bright, your power's out.
I do the same thing. I don't blame them. I encourage you
very
to file
nice
an informal complaint with the Michigan Public Service Commission and ask why we can't have the same infrastructure that keeps the power on for them.
Ooh.
Come on, your house sucks.
It does. Until this is resolved, it does suck. I admit it.
Did you fill it out? Did you do it?
No, I haven't done it. I just got it today. I just saw it.
Do you have to go to a committee or something?
Right? I mean, how insane is that?
I just want you to sign a petition.
Your power keeps going out, and every time it goes out, you look across the street, and the power's on. Doesn't it seem like, boy, that makes it real easy.
Well, I kind of have this similar situation where my neighborhood is the only neighborhood in Rochester that loses power. It's been that way for years and years. That was the warning.
Living in these powerless places.
That was the warning when I moved in. They said, hey, by the way, get a generator. This place loses power at least 4, 5, 6 times a year. And sure enough, it did. And so our homeowners association, they actually, I don't know if they petitioned the company or what they did or threatened them somehow. I don't even know. But... we ended up getting a letter in the mail from DTE that said, hey, we kind of failed you. And we're going to be replacing.
We kind of failed, yeah.
We're going to be replacing Crazy. Equipment on your grid. And sure enough, they've replaced some equipment, I believe, because we haven't lost power since. It's been fantastic. So hopefully that happens to you, Drew.
Oh, I doubt it.
Wow.
I doubt yours will hold up either. Hopefully not, because I don't want to be alone.
Well, we had that big windstorm, a week or two ago?
Yeah.
And I was kind of worried because no one was at my house, and if I lose power, my basement's going to flood. So I texted Marcus. I said, hey, do we still have power? And he got all mad at me. How dare you jinx us?
That's how it works.
I know. That's why I'm sitting here with my mouth zipped.
And thankfully, we did not lose power during that.
I'm just glad you fixed your dandelion problem.
I did. Thank you.
God, Brandon's got a serious keeping up with the Joneses neighborhood.
Jesus.
Great neighborhood. It's just weird things happen. If you don't get a service that gets rid of your weeds, it's guaranteed that your grass will be yellow with dandelions.
And then you get shamed.
Yes.
By everyone in the neighborhood.
Just because they know. They know that you're not paying the money for some weeds.
Well, maybe. And if your neighborhood's that competitive, maybe you want to get out of that neighborhood and list your house with Scott Kunith.
Oh, whoa, what a segue.
Of Coldwell Banker Weir Manual. Call Scott or text him at 248-797-7746. That's 248-797-7746 or skunith at CBWM. 30-year mortgage rates are at the same rate or slightly lower than a year ago, so you can't use that as an excuse. Get out of your winter cave. Spring is right around the corner. Again, if you want to list or look for that new home and you need somebody, maybe it's your first-time buyer or you've got a child or a nephew or something,
child.
Or a niece. A child. It's a child. A first-time home buyer needs somebody.
There's a child. Jesus. Child.
To help them through the buying process, it is kind of a maze. There's a lot of paperwork and a lot of BS, but that's why you need someone.
You know how many kids need a relationship with their father?
That's why you need someone like Scott Kunith of Coldwell Banker Weir Emanuel. Email him at skunith, S-K-U-N-N-A-T-H at C-B-W-M. Or call or text 248-797-7746. He's been in sales for a long, long time, and he's the rising star of CBWM. So there. And he brings you the best of Drew and Mike, which airs tomorrow, of course. And
your complaint's been filed, sir.
All right.
We'll probably get an email soon.
Bastards. Well, thank you, Phil, for the note. It was rubber banded.
Phil Myers.
Door.
Is there a Phil Myers here?
My man.
McCracken.
And I guess that'll do it. Until tomorrow, you want to get us out of here, Brandon? Trudy, I hope you make it.
Me too. I'm going to crawl under the finish line.
Wait, next weekend is St. Patrick's?
Yes. This weekend is the parade. They always have it on a Sunday, and I don't know why, since St. Patrick's Day is on a Sunday, they just don't do it then.
Is the parade related to the party? Is it this weekend?
No.
It's next weekend.
The party. No, yeah. No, it's this weekend, the weekend of the parade, because there's all kinds of crap that goes along with it.
After
but then
first week of having two jobs?
And yeah, but St. Patrick's Day, there's probably a lot of radio things. Hey, and I'm going to be downtown on opening day, too.
Oh, boy.
Boy.
Wait, do you guys have a gig for St. Patrick's Day?
We do, Detroit Beer City.
Whoa, so extra just, plugs on the podcast.
I know.
Where's Detroit Beer City?
I don't know. Yet.
Okay.
And I'll be there.
Alrighty. Oh, you broadcast during the day?
I will be there, broadcasting live.
Oh, it's great being around drunk people for a few hours.
You know, I love that.
In the middle of the day.
And then you go home and you're just wiggy tired.
Oh, I know. Remember when they used to reward people for going to the morning show party, the midday party, the afternoon party, and then for 1 year I think they said, let's not do that.
It's because you get liability.
The idiots by the afternoon.
Right.
All right, everybody. Have a great weekend and... let's see, Michigan State, right?
Yeah, Saturday night.
Oh, Saturday night, okay. Well, we'll catch you on the best of mañana, and otherwise, see ya.